story with the guy with the wood chipper. Where did that happen?
Oh, let me see.
I'm going to have to say the obvious. You'd think there would have to be some type of safety feature to keep somebody from falling into one.
Looks like, I believe it's Davie, Florida. A man fell into a wood chipper and was killed Monday in Davie in an accident people at the scene called horrifying. Police now have released the man's identity. A worker landscaping all day near South 57th Street and Pine Island Drive in Davie fell into the teeth of his wood chipper. Police identified him as 42-year-old Hernan Gutierrez of Hollandale Beach. Gutierrez's whole body was pulled in through the wood chipper, and the aftermath took a toll on residents and law enforcement.
Well, if it gets part of you, it's going to get all of you. It's not just one of those things of, oh, it'll just, because it's, I still don't, I guess you can have a safety feature on it.
Yeah, because if you did, then you wouldn't be able to use it to its full capacity.
What did law enforcement say?
They said his whole body was pulled through the wood chipper and the aftermath took a toll on residents and law enforcement. Resident Joseph Horta told NBC6's Jamie Garola, I didn't know what to do. And then a few minutes later, I hear all these sirens. It was a little bit horrifying. Davie Police Captain Dale Engel said, this isn't something you see every day. It's not something you just go home and forget about. They also said the man was dead when rescue workers arrived.
Are they sure? Really? I don't think they're qualified to make that call. The coroner has to do it.
Well,
I actually have audio part of this.
Oh, God.
Are you okay?
That's only funny to you and me.
I don't care. You had me at the music.
It's a scene from, was it Tucker and Dale?
Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Where, I don't know which one is Tucker or Dale. It doesn't matter. Either Tucker or Dale. They're running a wood chipper.
The skinny one.
And as he bends over to grab some more brush, this kid comes running up behind him to try and attack Tucker or Dale. But he bends over, and the guy goes flying into the wood chipper. And he's trying to pull him out. That's why at the end he goes, you okay? Because he's obviously covered in blood.
You okay?
Because at this point, I think he was able to pull the lower half of the guy out of the wood chipper.
Yeah.
So he's just got a pair of legs in front of him. He just asked it, you okay? Oh, this is really horrific. Davie Police had to delicately clean the scene and collect the victim's remains. Yeah. Captain Engel also said, I've never seen anything like this. This is a gruesome scene. One of the workers with the victim said he knew Gutierrez but declined to talk about the accident. Police believe the man's death was the result of a work accident. OSHA was also brought to the scene of the accident and promised more information later.
Yes, Corey.
Yeah, I work for a tree service here based out of Dallas, and every chipper that I've ever seen, ever been, you know, in contact with in the business, has a safety bar on the back. So in case a sleeve or a glove or anything gets stuck in the wheels that pull all the brush in to chip it, you automatically hit that bar with anything. Half the time, limbs even hit it going in. When the second that bar is hit, that machine goes automatically into reverse, sends everything straight back to you. So obviously there was some sort of, you know, machine malfunction or something here, something that I think OSHA definitely needs to look into a little bit harder.
Where is this safety bar?
In the back of a chipper, it's usually a rectangle or a square where you feed the limbs through. The bar follows the exact rectangle of the frame. The entire frame is supported by a bar. That bar is on hinges. As soon as it gets any type of pressure, I don't know the exact poundage on it, it's different for each chipper, but as soon as that bar...
All right, thanks. I don't think as you're being sucked in, you're going to think... I need to be able to hit that safety bar, especially if you go in head first.
I know what he's talking about. I've seen them. And yeah, you can't reach it if you're going in. It's in the back of the, the, the thing. You can't reach up and grab that.
Let's see. Wood chipper. See if I can.
According to OSHA, from...
This was like a wood chipper, like that was being hauled behind a trailer, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was large.
Go ahead.
According to OSHA, from 2000 to 2013, there were 11 wood chipper deaths in the United States. Surprisingly, none of them in Florida until now. Resident Linda Simmons said, I think it's sad, very sad. Guys were working really hard trying to make a living, and he just made a mistake, I guess.
I don't know if this is a stock photo. I'm looking at the story that you just read.
Right.
And there's a picture. But I don't know if it's just a stock photo of a guy in a wood chipper or this is the actual chipper they were using. I don't see where that safety bar is. And again, if you fall into it, the thing that you're going to need to hit the safety bar, your hands are
feet
gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The good part. If your head's in, who cares if you hit the bar?
Well, yeah, at that point, it doesn't matter.
Would you just send me, Alfie?
That is OSHA's page on wood chippers and the safety features on them.
Okay. Where should I start?
Towards the bottom, there's a bunch of pictures that have them pointed out with arrows.
Okay. Feed control bar. Many chippers in use today have mechanical feet. Well, that doesn't mean all of them do.
Right.
Mechanical feed control bars that meet blah, blah, blah. 3.1 requirement to include emergency stop devices. Pushing the feed control bar to the center stops the feed rollers. Pushing it forward distance. Bottom. I mean, are they talking about that bar that's running along the bottom of it?
There's one that runs along the bottom. There's another picture with one that's a red bar on top that's, I guess, not literally a panic bar, but just kind of a control bar, like stop reverse kind of thing.
Maybe you're not supposed to operate this thing by yourself. Maybe somebody's supposed to stand there and watch, and if something happens, you hit the panic bar.
That makes sense. Something this would it'd be a good machine to have a buddy.
I'm just wondering how you, because obviously the teeth that grind. It's not like they're just, 12 inches away from the opening of the wood chipper.
Mm-hmm.
They're into it, so there is a level of safety.
Or at least supposed to be.
I don't know how you fall into one unless you just take a run and leap into it.
The
upside is there was no realization of what was going on when he got sucked in.
I don't know.
See, if he went in head first, there is no recollection. There's nothing.
I would just...
I mean, it's... Of all the different ways to go, it's probably the quickest.
Mm-mm. I'd rather drown.
Yeah. I'm just thinking the same thing. I would rather drown than do that.
Because at least drowning, maybe at some point I'll become at peace with it.
Yeah.
But with that is sheer terror of...
Intense terror.
Yes.
At that moment,
even if it is that brief, it's still actually by the time.
I didn't say you're gonna like it. I just said it's got to be quick.
Well, yeah. As you're being sucked in, I can't imagine it's a hey, cool. I'm gonna make the news.
What's the matter, Chloe? You look like you gotta go pee pee. Doing a pee pee dance.
Really thinking about it because you.
They also have emergency pull ropes. I'm going to guess whichever model they were using, wherever the story was.
Mm-hmm. Florida.
They didn't have any of this stuff. Or again, if two of the main safety bars on the top and the bottom, those are the two places that you're not going to be able to reach.
And anywhere else, like if you were to have one on the interior, then it wouldn't make sense because they would constantly get hit by the brush you're throwing in there. I remember when we brought a wood chipper up to the station a few years ago over at CBS, and that thing made me nervous just being in the parking lot and being on. I can't remember what we put in it, but I remember we had it.
Our show?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Who else had a wood chipper?
Yeah, we put...
Well, you said CBS. You said after I left in 2008.
Yeah, no. If there was a wood chipper, it was this show.
No, we put Gavin's autographed, one of his football, baseball bat. I don't know why I was thinking of Jesse.
Jesse?
Jesse James and his football bat comments.
I'm going to make him explain everything.
Fair enough.
Allergies?
Bad. I woke up this morning and couldn't talk.
I'm dying.
Really?
I'm not clogged or draining. I'm just, my body is drained. And it's got to be allergies. I just don't have, short of having all the life sucked out of me, I don't have any other symptoms. I'm not draining. I'm not.
Your voice sounds good.
No snot, nothing. It's just the debilitating part.
It's the part that no one can see.
And you can't. I don't know what to do.
Caffeine, energy drink? Is any of that even put a dent?
A lot of times, no.
Sometimes it won't. You can take Adderall, you know, which is amphetamine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just goes, if, boom,
yeah,
flips you off.
If you're having a pokey day, allergies, no, I ain't gonna touch it. Okay, let me close that out. Yeah, close all tabs. What is it? Everything to do with Windows is like dealing with a bitch.
Are you sure?
I'm tired of things asking me the same thing two or three times. Yeah, I want to close all the tabs. That's why I hit the X.
Well, not everyone does, Russ. I just wanted to make sure that you're sure.
You blow me. All right. All right. We got a few minutes. Got any audio?
I do.
I already played the only one I got.
I want to hear that one again, though.
If you haven't seen the movie, it means nothing to you.
Well, it's a good thing I've seen the movie.
All right. I guess as long as it's funny to us. Have you seen it, Alfie?
Yes, I have.
I think it's still on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
That's the wrong one. All right, here you go. Now, this audio is actually severely cut down. The scene's like 40 seconds long.
I know.
But I ain't got no time for it. This is where he's trying to pull the kid out by the legs.
Are you okay?
He's just holding a pair of legs. I still get that visual of that kid when he just goes flying over the top of him. He's just perfectly parallel to the ground, just head first straight into that wood chipper.
I am done. All right, what do you got?
I've got some I had some Cowboys audio. They had a big win yesterday in St. Louis. 34-31 was the final. However, it started out like most of us fear games to start out. If you go into my daily audio, Cowboys folder, Cowboys versus, or just says versus Rams.
Got it.
Cut number one. We were down 14-0 and thinking, okay, it's not that bad until this.
It's wrong clip.
To Greg Williams, he brings some heat right now. Third down and 8.
Where'd you get this audio?
DallasCowboys.com, which is, their audio was pulled from the Fox audio.
Well, that I don't think that means we can use it.
Sure it does.
Did you ask anybody?
Fox is cool.
Did you get express written consent?
I never do.
I don't think we have we played Cowboy audio before?
Yeah, we played highlights last year. Fox loves it. And really, honestly, is the NFL going to come after us right now? They got bigger problems.
Yeah.
Let's see if Greg Williams here brings some heat right now. Third down and 8.
Okay, we were Cowboys were 0, Rams were 14 at this point.
Yes.
Got it.
Cowboys must get to the 28-yard line. Pass is picked off by Janoris Jenkins. He's in for the Rams touchdowns.
Who was that announcer?
I do not know his name, but he was very boisterous.
He sounds like the guy that does the monster truck radio commercials.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the truck pulls.
Mm-hmm.
I'll back it up.
For the Rams, touchdowns!
Does he talk again?
I think so.
I don't know what Tony Romo saw on the outside here, because Janoris Jenkins absolutely baited him into this throw.
So
when maybe he sees dead people, because nobody really seems to know who he's throwing to at times.
Well, no, on that one, you knew who he was throwing to, and that was the problem, as so did the defender. And as you said, he baited him, and he just stepped in front of it and took him for a touchdown. So then it's 21-0. Then, cut number two, the Cowboys finally have some positivity and get a touchdown from DeMarco.
He's out now on first and goal. This is Murray with Klutz leading the way, and he's in for a Cowboys touchdown.
That made it 21-7. A field goal made it 21-10 at half. Then, start the third quarter, Cowboys get the ball, thinking, okay, if we can just have something happy happen. And it's this Cowboys team, and this is what happens. Cut number three.
Williams in motion. New set of downs for the Cowboys. Play action. Romo fires downfield, wide open, and taking it to the end zone is Dez Bryant. 68 yards.
That made it 21-17, and now you're thinking, they may do this. Field goal makes it 21-20. Scores go back and forth.
We're late. You got to make this quick.
They had some other plays, and they won 34-31.
Good. Exciting.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
334. First check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the SEC Network. Let's start off in Fort Worth, westbound I-30, just before University. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back in the Fort Worth Mixmaster. Also in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at Rendon Crowley. Got an accident there. It's in the clearing stages. Traffic is still slow back from Reisinger. Into Corinth, northbound I-35E, just before Corinth Parkway. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic is backed up back from Swisher Road. And finally in Dallas, northbound I-35, just after Illinois. Got an accident there. It's blocking the two right lanes. That one has you backed up back from 67. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Supercuts. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, 63 for the overnight low. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy still, along with a high of just 85. Right now it's 87 at 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
Was there an exciting Q&A session with Jason Garrett after the game?
I'd say about the standard stuff. I did pull something that was really exciting from Romo, though, afterwards, especially considering how big comeback win. He started out his press conference with this, cut six.
You just understand these games are 60 minutes, and they're not over, you know, just because you got off to a bad start. Obviously, you don't want to, but I do know that we've been on the other side of that, where we've gotten the...
Isn't the purpose of one of these Q&A things to tell me something, give me your insight to the game?
It could be.
Tell me something I don't know.
Well, it also depends on the people asking the questions and what they ask. Usually,
I already know a game is an hour.
Uh-huh.
I know just because you're behind in the beginning doesn't mean you're going to lose.
Right.
You've already told me two things I know, and I don't know anything about football.
Mm-hmm.
Lead, and it's not easy to close teams out because you start to, you know, it gets difficult to continually be safe with the ball and score points. Yeah.
Almost everything in life is that. It's like the stock market. You be safe, put your money into safe mutual funds, or if you like to be a high roller, gamble, you might make money on something. I don't know why he thinks it's indigenous to football.
Well, he didn't say it's indigenous to football.
They let him wear a helmet.
Imagine if they didn't.
When you have a big lead like that. So, you know, I've just learned that you keep grinding away and the game gets within two scores. You know, there's more than 6 minutes left. You got a really good chance, honestly, of winning the game.
What a tool.
Also keep in mind that these guys answer the questions that are asked of them. And sometimes the questions asked of them.
Do you think anybody in the crowd said, hey, how long's a football game?
No.
Hey, if you're behind in the beginning, does that mean you lost?
No.
Okay.
But what they did ask, or what they would ask, is, So, Tony, can you talk about the comeback? Comment on what happened today, Tony.
We didn't score for a while. Then we did. And then by the end of the game, we scored more than them. Thank you.
You really missed your calling.
Yeah.
You could have been the mouthpiece for every professional athlete and coach. Because in essence, that's what the game was.
Why is that funny, Clint?
Because it's so true, succinct, and just...
Well, it's like in anything, you know, after a big NASCAR race. How did you win this? I drove faster than everybody else. Thank you.
No, hey, you forgot the other crucial part.
Get it done. What?
You also didn't wreck.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't run into nothing, and it was fast. A guy talks to my ear. I have no idea who that is. I just know he keeps saying,
go fast.
All right, then.
Left.
Got it.
Comes another one.
All over it, boss. Sure would like to know who that is.
Be really helpful.
I mean, if you watched almost anything, you know how a game was won. You know what mistakes they made. You know, you can see all the different variables that go into a win or a loss. I don't even know why you need to talk afterwards.
They just do, I guess, mainly because the writers and some the journalists just need sound bites and or quotes to support the stories. When you're right, Russ, and at a certain point, it's really not that necessary if it's obvious. Now, if there's more specific things you want to ask, you can say, okay, Tony, on the go-ahead touchdown, the pass to Terrence Williams, how did that play work? Why did that play work? Can you walk us through it?
The guy that is hunched over in front of me, give me the ball.
Uh-huh.
And I threw it. And he caught it.
Yeah.
And he ran into that big rectangle area.
The end zone.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, we saw that, but but how was he so open? Can you tell us how? How did you guys do that?
He ran away from the other fellas.
This guy's good. He's a damn Hall of Famer. He's right. You can't argue it. That's correct.
So insightful.
Oh my God, I'm going to win a Pulitzer on this story. Oh my God.
I can't wait to get back to the Dallas Times Herald. They what? They what?
Bad news.
Okay. anything else?
Yeah. Do you remember the Jamie Foxx song that I played for you last week? The Party Ain't a Party song?
Yeah.
His newest after 4 years. If you want a refresher, it should be cut number 9.
Okay.
Go ahead, girl, twerk it all on me. I need for you to work it all on me. We ain't leaving till the sun come up, baby.
Is anybody playing this? Kiss playing it?
Not that I'm aware. I've not heard it today.
Okay. Well, why are we listening to this?
The reason why is because there's a rapper named Jay Rand, and he claims DJ Mustard, who was the DJ who did the track on this for Jamie Foxx. This guy says DJ Mustard stole the song from him. So, if you're curious to compare the two, I know you got to listen closely. It's cut 8.
Okay.
Go ahead, girl, twerk it all. I need for you to work it all. We ain't leaving till the sun come up. We're planning through this here all night long. I party in a party till I get up in a party. If I leave.
When was this recorded?
Apparently wow. Before the Jamie Foxx one.
Well, can they prove that?
That I don't know.
Okay. Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah.
What is
see, it's
has,
not, it's
has
not
Jamie
even.
Foxx or DJ Relish condiment sauce? What's his name?
Mustard.
Okay.
I have not
any comment from their
no.
Camps tables.
Nothing from them. At least not yet.
Damn. Okay.
But yeah, it's one of those things.
Jay Rand.
Jay Rand. Yeah. Yeah, I guess he's saying he did this song with DJ Mustard, and clearly something happened between the two of them. So DJ Mustard took the song and decided to give it to Jamie Foxx and also throw 2 Chainz on it.
Well, which one of them wrote it?
J-Rand saying it's his.
Okay. I'm looking online. Jamie Foxx sued over new song. Exclusive. Did you get this from the Hollywood Reporter?
No.
Well, I don't know why they think they've got an exclusive. Maybe they talked to Jamie Foxx or DJ Salsa.
Mustard.
Whatever. The lawsuit filed by Nontra Records on Thursday against... Did you read all this?
No.
Okay. Against Foxx, DJ Mustard... That really is his name.
I told you. I didn't
That's
make it
not
up.
Even like a weird spelling.
Yeah, it's just... Yeah.
You know, like 2 Chainz is spelled with a Z instead of an S.
Right.
DJ Mustard, 2 Chainz over Party Ain't a Party. It's a rather atypical copyright lawsuit that centers on the action. Okay, well, he's going to have to... I don't see in here that Jay Rand's got anything that says, I wrote it. Short of he said, I wrote it.
Yeah.
I don't think I would admit to anybody I wrote it.
But you have a celebrity's name attached to it. It might get some play. This guy's clearly unknown.
I don't know who he is.
That's what I mean. So if there's any money to be had on it, he wants to stick his name on it.
That doesn't sound like it's... I like Jamie Foxx. I don't like that song.
No, it's terrible. I just loved how, it's just, oh, it's a controversy, these 2 songs. It's like, the guy didn't even try to change it.
Yeah, I was okay, gotta listen for the differences.
Right.
Well, it's if the other condiment guy, what's his name, 2 Chainz?
Yeah.
He's the one that wrote it?
No. The Jay Rand is the one who's saying he wrote it and DJ Mustard stole it from him.
Okay, DJ Mustard is the one that, I'm guessing DJ Mustard said, I'm not saying his name again, claims he wrote it.
That is my
Well, if
my
you're
guess.
Claiming you wrote it, you don't have to change it.
That's true.
Go ahead, girl, twerk it all on me. I need for you to work it all. Go ahead, girl, twerk it all on me.
I think I like this version better.
This is the Jay Rand.
Yeah.
How
long does Jay Rand contend it took him to write this?
That I'm going to have to research further.
Okay. We got about 2 minutes. What else you got?
All right. Let's see. I've also got cut number 7. There was an officer with the NYPD last Wednesday. He saw a 49-year-old woman drive past him on the Bronx River Parkway holding her throat. She had her hazard lights on and was swerving but was not pulling over, so the officer decided he would pull her over.
What did you swallow?
I'll be the bitch.
Step out of the car. Are you choking?
Please.
You choking?
Yes, sir.
Put your hands on your chest.
I'm sorry.
You okay?
Oh.
You all right?
Yeah.
Sit down over here. I'll get you ambulance.
What'd she spit out?
It was a throat lozenge. Cough drop.
I think normally if somebody can actually talk, they're not truly choking.
Supposed to be, but still it was enough to where, because if she legitimately started choking, then she probably would have immediately slammed on the brakes of the car. But this was almost like it was caught kind of in between.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't quite coming back up, and she wasn't able to get it back up, but she was at least able to not completely inhale it to where it would shut off the airway.
Plus, I guess you start freaking out. You don't know what's going to... Am I going to die? Am I going to choke?
Right.
I guess I should just keep driving. Where are you going? I mean, if you stop, at least you got a chance of somebody to help you. If you just keep driving, then you're probably going to choke and die.
I don't know. I don't know what traffic was like that day. Maybe she was hoping to hit somebody.
Maybe the airbag will knock it down my throat.
That's right.
All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
358. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Denny's. Let's start off in Dallas, westbound I-30, just before Lamar Griffin got an accident there, blocking the left lane. That has traffic back to Beckham Haskell. Also in Dallas, northbound I-35. Right at Illinois, got an accident there, blocking the two right lanes. Traffic's backed up back from Overton. Still in Dallas, northbound I-35 at Colorado, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Marsalis. And at Corinth, northbound I-35, just before Corinth Parkway, got an accident there, blocking the two left lanes. That one has traffic now backed up back from Dallas Drive. Listen to Cindy Skull and us all week long for a shot to win a pair of tickets to go see the Pretty Reckless at the House of Blues this Saturday, plus an autographed CD, meet and greet, Q&A with Cindy, and a acoustic lounge performance. Details on it are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Walgreens. Partly cloudy tonight, 63 for the low. Tomorrow, it remains partly cloudy. Hit a high around 85. Right now, 87 at 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
Well, this chick just quit on television live?
Yes.
Is this bleeped?
Yes.
Thank you. Or was this Alaska?
Yes. This is KTVA, Alaska, CBS affiliate.
And she's doing a story on, I think, weed.
She is, because in the fall, Alaska is going to vote on whether or not to have some form of legalized marijuana. And this reporter, in addition to this story that aired last night, she had been doing a series of features called something with cannabis, trying to get to the bottom of the pros and cons of making it legal.
Now, everything you heard is why I, the actual owner of the Alaska Cannabis Club, will be dedicating all of my energy toward fighting for freedom and fairness, which begins with legalizing marijuana here in Alaska. And as for this job, well, not that I have a choice, but I quit. All right, we apologize for that.
What I like about when they cut back to the, you know, the anchor,
mm-hmm.
they're always really good at recovering after something like that. That's always my favorite part.
It's a real pro.
We'll be right back. Pardon for us. Meanwhile, the Vote Yes on 2 campaign held a fundraiser last night with Gary Johnson, the CEO.
The look on her face.
I don't know why that always throws them.
I think it, actually, I thought about that today. I was like, okay, if that was me and I just witnessed that and they cut back to me at the anchor desk, I would bust out laughing. I'd be like, ah, I can't believe she just did that. We're so going viral. All right, back to the governor.
I'm going with her. I wonder if you can still be fined by the FCC even though you quit. I know the station, the TV station could be fined, but they didn't really have anything to do with this.
No. I would think that you still could.
I know if you work for an entity, you can be fined.
Right.
But if you quit, I mean, I really should know the law, but I have no clue.
I would think that since you were an employee when it happened, that you would be subject to a fine. Because otherwise, then that'd be the easy way for everyone to skirt it. Not that it's really happened, but for someone to skirt it, it's like, I quit. Don't have to worry about the fine now. I would see it as common sense. If you were employed at the time that you said it, then you would be subject to it.
So you just say, I quit before you say the words? I quit. F.
Yeah. Yeah, she probably should have said, I quit. F this place. I really don't know how it works. I don't know if they actually come to your house. I mean, it's obviously going to be a civil fine.
Yeah, and it changed.
What are they going to do? Lock you up?
I've
changed after what?
Well, after the Janet Jackson, you know, nipple thing, and radio took the brunt for all of that, and they changed the fines. They increased the fee. They increased, you know, the amount of the fine, and they made it possible to, in addition to that station or company being fined, they made it where the individual who utters the stuff that could be fined.
But it's going to have to be an employee. Like if we had a guest on the show, say Kevin Pollak threw something out, he's not going to be the one that's going to be fined.
No.
It's going to be the station and I guess possibly me because I'm actually it would be Chloe because he signs in on the log.
Sorry, Chloe.
As far as 3 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
Chloe's technically in control of the transmitter. So with the whole Janet Jackson, was it Timberlake?
Yep.
That thing, neither one of them had to go through any grief. Nothing. And if you think about it now, why is it radio took the brunt of it? It had nothing to do. All I know is everybody got really wiggy. The FCC didn't come down and say, all right, we're cracking down on radio. It was just this paranoia. And you knew the pendulum would finally balance back out at a certain point. But there was almost nothing they wanted us to say.
Yeah. No, you're right. It was weird. It was like, it was knee-jerk overreaction on radio side because they saw it as TV's about to get their ass handed to them and we're next because we're the ones that usually have to deal with this. So it's going to hit us too. Let's just be proactive.
We should go clean our room and go, look, FCC.
Right.
See, I cleaned my room.
We're good. We have delay buttons now.
Go back to whipping television.
Yeah. Nothing to see here.
Yeah, we're the ones that have to. I don't know why. It really gets on my nerves.
It should. Mm-hmm. We're the ones running around in here with a 15-second delay, whereas TV, which I'm okay with us having the delay, I'm surprised that TV consistently runs without one and runs that chance, especially on local newscasts when they throw it to a live reporter in front of some bar somewhere. You know something's going to happen.
Or a tailgate party.
Yeah. Woo. Yes.
Possibly the FCC doesn't hold them responsible if it's an unintentional broadcast.
Clear.
Possibly unexcited utterance. If somebody's doing a live report and a crash happens behind them, they go, oh, S. That's an excited utterance.
Right.
Something like that. This chick in Alaska, I'm going to go sell weed. F it. Oh, I'm going to look up what the fine is for television. I don't know if it's different than radio. They pop her ass.
And it's one of those that I'd be surprised if they didn't.
Didn't what?
If they didn't fine her at some level. Because it was deliberate. She knew what she was doing. She's aware of the FCC rules and regs, or at least is supposed to. She signed something that says so. And she goes out like that deliberately, so.
And it's amazing that she thinks, well, you know, whatever I did, first of all, I'm quitting TV in Alaska. Not that big of a deal. But I think it was a CBS affiliate.
Mm-hmm.
And if you went to college or whatever to get into television, you could forget about working anyplace else.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Ever.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope her weed business takes off.
Well, and it's not just that, I don't know if it's just that she's wanting to sell it. She's just trying to get it legalized in the state.
Maybe she just got married to somebody rich. I saw a static shot of the video, mm-hmm. a screen cap. Looked pretty hot.
She's an attractive woman, yeah. And in Alaska, where it's, I want to say it's 5-to-1 ratio, men to women. So, I mean, she has her pick. She can choose, you know, the guys, you know, the axe guys, you know, the tree loggers. She's got the gold panhandler guys. We got the wilderness guys. I'm clearly going on only the reality shows about Alaska. The ice road truckers, those guys. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They make big, big bucks.
Crab fishermen.
I forgot about that.
Eskimos.
Woo! just rolling in the whale blubber.
Eskimos run around robbing from everybody, hiding it in all their igloo. Who just did a face plant?
That was me.
Okay. All right. Let's do news for a while.
All right, then.
411, Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Monday, September 22nd, 2014. Birthdays today. Tom Felton, he's an actor. He played Draco Malfoy in the Harry Potter movies. He turns 27. Bonnie Hunt, actress, is 53. Scott Baio, Charles in Charge, is 54. Singer Andrea Bocelli is 56. Joan Jett also turns 56 today. David Coverdale is 61. And Tony Basil is 71 today. Her biggest hit, Mickey, in 1982.
Damn. I can see what she looks like. Oh, the video, she was cute. In fact, video, she dressed like a cheerleader.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is it I, Tony Basil?
Yeah, T-O-N-I, Basil. 71. She also actually was a prostitute in the biker classic Easy Rider, and she played an addict in 1976's Mother Jugs and Speed.
I saw Mother Jugs and Speed. I don't remember her being in it.
Mm.
I pulled up a current pic. She looks like, which is the one that says, I am Cornholio.
That is Beavis.
She looks like Beavis.
Really? Let me see.
Holy! Wow!
Doesn't she?
Yes, she does.
That's Beavis if Beavis had black hair.
Mm-hmm.
This is, Chloe, it's the same eyes. That is freaky.
You want to see it?
Yeah. Sure.
You have to. Oh, God. Can you imagine that, like at parties, she just puts her arms up?
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
It's surprising, right? Anyway, she turned 71 today. Happy birthday to the great Cornholio. In addition to the TV reporter from Alaska who quit on air by saying, F it, I quit, the other hugely popular story that we keep getting sent is of a young woman from Tampa, Florida. She's become the latest viral sensation because she had plastic surgery to get a third boob. Sorry, I got Russ mid-swallow there.
All right, I got it down.
All right. She claims her strange look has landed her appearances on Inside Edition and Jimmy Kimmel Live. The woman who goes by the name...
Has she already gotten the surgery done?
Yes.
Who did it? I can't think of any plastic unless you went out of the country.
She says she went on. She did a radio interview in Florida, and she said that she had to call 50 or 60 doctors, and none of them would do it.
Eventually, how does anybody know? Has she posed nude?
She's posted photos. I don't know. I've not seen any nude ones.
What's her name?
Her name is Jasmine, J-A-S-M-I-N-E.
Got it.
We'll go Trideville, T-R-I-D-E-V-I-L. Or just type in three boob woman.
I think it's probably pronounced Trideville.
Whatever.
Images.
Could be Trideville.
She's in a bikini. Looks real. Looks like it's attached. A sick bitch gets three.
Well, according to one source, one outlet online, she was saying that she's tired of dating. And she thought this
is. Well, why get it between the other boobs? Just put it on your head.
That's actually
really stomach.
Good. Maybe she thought that would be too extreme because she's trying to get herself a reality show.
Who wants to see that? It grossed me out in Total Recall. I don't want to see this in real life.
I don't know. People watch Honey Boo Boo, and most of that's gross.
They don't have three teats.
No, but they got multiple stomachs. She said in a recent radio interview that she got the surgery a few months ago and had a very hard time finding a doctor who would agree to her request. She said they did have an issue with it.
I'm looking at a different page. That's some sick Jack.
She said they did have an issue with it, and it was really hard finding somebody that would do it because they're breaking the code of ethics to do it. She eventually found a doctor who agreed to do her surgery, but she had to sign a confidentiality agreement stating she would not reveal his identity. She paid.
I was going to say one implant. Normal, decent boob job's like $5,000.
Right.
So she paid $2,500.
$20,000.
For the one boob?
For the one boob. Now, this is the one thing I'm not sure of, because one story I saw is that her other boob, the normal boobs, those are also enhanced. So I don't know if she did all three at the same time or if she had two enhanced already and it cost $20,000 to get the middle boob.
Oh.
Either way.
Yeah, she probably got all three.
But the weird thing is also is like, because like in Total Recall, all the three boobs are the same size. On this chick?
The one in the middle is not as big.
No, it's like a... it's. It might be two whole cup sizes smaller.
It almost, in the bikini shot, it almost looked just like a growth. That's funny. If you were born with three, you'd get the middle one cut off. This chick has one put on.
Yeah. And the doctor could not give her an areola, so she just had one tattooed on.
Why couldn't he give her an areola?
I don't know. I thought that they could construct those.
Is that cum extra?
Maybe.
What do they make areolas out of? They take it from another part of the body? Or pigs?
I don't know if they get pig nipples.
Well, I don't mean take the nipple off the pig. I meant some type of flesh. If you had to pay $25,000, could give you a good nipple. Here's a baboon one. It's good and pointy.
The girl says she's currently filming her own reality show that she hopes will land on MTV. That's just basically code for she's probably shooting her own video with her phone.
Yeah, once you see her once, the novelty's over, and I certainly don't want to see her naked. I mean, she's not bad looking in the face, decent body, but the three, no.
Ooh. Someone will offer it. Someone will say, hey, pose nude. We'll give you some cash. And she'll take it.
You're right. And you know where the reality show would take off?
Hmm.
Japan.
Oh, God. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Since they're into that weird hentai, Haitian, whatever that stuff is called.
Hentai?
Yeah.
The anime porn. Or really, it also
look, three bitch.
And you're also talking about a society that has vending machines where men can buy used underwear.
Why would I want to buy that?
Women's underwear.
Oh. What do you do with it?
Get all up in it.
You look like Chris Kattan when you did that.
Which, a particular character? Or?
The,
from Night at the Roxbury?
Yeah. When he does the...
Yeah, that's kind of what they do.
Okay.
It's a Japanese version of that.
All right. You got about five.
Okay. More celebrity... You okay?
Pair that bitch up with an octopus. Asians would look at that. Aren't they into, like, octopus porn?
Yeah, they kind of are.
Is it just because they eat a lot more and... exciting seafood than we do?
No, there's like a whole subsection of the hentai called tentacle porn.
Okay.
God. I don't even like seeing octopi. What are octopi? I know it's not octopussies.
As much as we would like it to be.
I don't like seeing octopus just in real life. I don't want to see it having sex with somebody. There's I think it's Google Voice. Google, whatever. There's a commercial running now. Somebody buys an octopus. They're going to take it home and cook it.
Mm-hmm.
And it wrapped its tentacles around the guy's finger.
Oh, sure.
Obviously, it's still alive.
Right. Oh, got a big
and they decide, we should probably keep it.
No,
so
you.
So they put it in the tub and they research really quick on Google, you know, how to keep a pet octopus. That's some nasty crap. Just looking at it makes me ill. I can't watch any movie with like giant octopi pussies. Spoon. You know, horror movies?
Yeah.
I don't like seeing any of that. I can't stand looking at them. That's one of the nastiest things in the ocean.
I feel like I'm learning more about you. I don't know why.
Don't you find them really gross?
Well, I mean, it's
there's no way I can eat calamari.
Yeah, but calamari doesn't, it's not the
plus,
same.
Plus, you, first of all, I know what it came from. It's octopus.
No, calamari squid.
Isn't that the same thing?
No, there's more tentacles. There's more tentacles or less tentacles than a squid?
I think there's more.
But still, 10. They have more than 8?
Still the same.
I think it's 10, yeah.
The same.
Oh,
look.
I didn't know that. Well, I guess what they call them, a squid.
Yeah.
Or a dectopus?
Or is it 5? Alfie, right. How many legs are the squid?
10.
Thank you. Yeah, it's 10.
Okay. I'm still not eating it. They're as nasty as an octopus. And they call it calamari because nobody's going to order a squid. Bring me the squid.
Well, it's just it's Italian. It sounds sexier.
Do you eat calamari?
Yeah, I love calamari. And my favorite is when you go to a restaurant, because most places just give you the body portion where it looks like the ring. My favorite is where you get the lower portion where you get the tentacles. So some restaurants will give you both. Tara will not touch those, so I get all the legs.
Yeah. You eat the squid legs?
God, they're tasty. And I'm not that an adventurous of an eater. Like, if you put pig butt in front of me, I'm not eating it. I mean,
but
the actual
you'll eat
whole
squid.
Yeah, I'll eat squid. I've eaten octopus. Octopus was interesting. because, like, going back to what you were saying as far as being monsters and freaking you out, I remember watching, I think it was 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Attacks of Submarine.
Yep. And I remember seeing the guys that would get hit with the tentacles, and they have the circles on their chest and everything. That freaky part, yeah, as a kid. But octopus is just kind of chewy. And it is interesting.
Does it taste like crab?
No.
Something else? Shrimp? I'm just trying to think of something else in the ocean. Because me eating octopus is like eating a frog.
Actually, yeah, it'd be similar to that.
I've never had frog, and they said frog tastes like chicken. So does octopus taste like chicken?
It's more of an oceany chicken. But the biggest thing with the octopus is that it's chewier than, say, squid or alligator or whatever. But it's when you bite into it and you get the tentacle and you get the little suction cup thing and it hits the roof of your mouth.
I got to turn the mics off because I got to cuss. All right. Done.
It's not like it sticks there, though. I mean, it's already dead. It's not like hanging onto your roof of your mouth and refusing to go down your throat.
I won't. There are a lot of things that I won't eat that are delicacies. Calamari's one of them. Plus, it just looks like fried asshole. Have you had it?
I've had it. I just don't like the tentacle part.
Is it tasty?
I think it's pretty good. Well, because it's heavily breaded, too.
Yeah, it's fried. It's not like I'm going to make you have, like, squid sushi, which is not bad.
You had that?
Mm-hmm. They have that on the menu.
The f*** wrong with you kids?
What? It's sushi.
You can't just eat, like, salmon or mackerel, tuna.
I do. I actually had mackerel sushi the other day.
So why do you have to eat squid?
Because it's tasty.
Do anybody eat the ink sack thingy?
Do you really want to know the answer to this?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. They'll actually use the squid ink in sauces. They'll use squid ink to make pasta. So if you order, let's say, some type of
pasta. Your mama. Really?
Swear to God. Type it into Google. Squid ink pasta.
No, because yeah. I'll see it.
Yes, it'll be black noodles. Squid ink pasta.
Why would you eat that?
That's a delicacy.
Isn't that a defense mechanism that they use in the ocean to blind their attackers?
Yes, but in here,
I'm not eating that. Why don't you go eat stink sacks out of skunks?
Well, they haven't quite gotten to that yet. The squid ink is supposed to be some type, you know, of other layer of flavor. It's a flavor enhancer.
I am really close to barfing.
Today on the menu, we have the sack du skunk. It's freshly pulled in squares.
That's not even something I'm even curious about.
Skunk sack sorbet.
Not that.
Oh.
Is it expensive?
The squid ink stuff?
That's squid.
Not really. Because you can, like, right now, you can go across the street over to Whole Foods, and they have the squid. You can just buy. We can cut it up. We can fry it right in here if you want.
The whole squid?
No, we'll cut it up.
No, I mean, but they sell the whole squid.
Yeah.
With a head and everything.
Well, yeah.
No. That's one thing that I would have no problems killing. I pulled rats out of my pool because I didn't want to watch something drown.
Right. Squid, though?
Squid, I'll blow a hole in. Now, if I can't stand to look at it alive, I ain't eating it. I like looking at cows, I like looking at chickens. That's fine. Pigs, all tasty.
Mm-hmm.
No squid.
Come on, it's not that. Mm-mm. No, it's Ew. Not that bad. You should try it.
We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
4:33, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by State Farm. Let's get started off in Dallas. Eastbound I-30 just after Ferguson got an accident there, blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back to Grand Avenue. Also in Dallas, westbound I-30 this time before Lamar Griffin got an accident there, blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up through the downtown canyon, also back to Grand Avenue. Still in Dallas, eastbound 635 right at Skillman, got an accident blocking the HOV and the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from the High 5. And finally in Corinth, northbound I-35 just before Corinth Parkway, got an accident there. It is now in the clearing stages. Traffic is still backed up back from Dallas Drive. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Service King Collision Repair Centers. Partly cloudy tonight, 63 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy again, a high of 85. Right now, 88 at 97.1 Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show.
You ready?
Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
I thought the Occupy Wall Street movement had just kind of faded out. I guess they're different factions of the group are still around. I saw this on, I guess last week, over the weekend, on CNN. It says Occupy Wall Street has been on a debt abolishing tear lately, recently buying nearly $4 million in student loans from debt collectors and then forgiving it to the people that owed the debt.
Wow.
Now, thousands of people across the country are begging them to forgive their loans as well.
Not shocked.
A 41-year-old single mother of four has $125,000 in student loan debt.
Ooh.
After struggling for years to find a job that paid more than minimum wage, she enrolled in an undergraduate program at age 37, figuring a bachelor's degree would be her only shot at earning enough money to support her family. While she was in school, she and her sons delivered phone books in order to put food on the table. Upon graduating in 2011, she found a job as a full-time medical assistant, making $14 an hour. Hardly enough to keep up with the basics. $800 a month for rent, food for kids, utilities, car payments, blah, blah.
Yep.
And the $1,700 a month she owes for student loans. Then, she said every time she applied for a higher paying job, she got turned down because she didn't have a master's degree.
No.
So she enrolled in a master's program.
Oh, no.
In healthcare management in 2012, juggling classes at night and on the weekends, but now she has so much outstanding debt, she hasn't been able to qualify for additional loans, so she can't complete the program.
God.
So all the loans for that were absolutely wasted. Then she asked, how do they expect us? I don't know who us is. How do they, or they? How do they expect us to survive when you spend all that money for school and still can't get the job that you went to school for and took thousands of dollars in loans? Who is they?
I don't know. I guess they would be the people wanting her money.
How do they expect us to survive?
They just being society, actually.
Why is it you think other people can survive? Majority of the populace survives. A lot of people are in debt, but they're still able to survive. And I don't know why people think I deserve everything that everybody else has. I don't think I deserve however big Cuban's house is, 25,000
miles
square feet.
Yeah.
Or miles. I don't think I deserve that. I don't know why a lot of people think, well, I deserve to have the American dream. No, you don't. Otherwise, they wouldn't call it a dream.
Okay, first of all, touche.
Thank you.
Second of all, I get where she's coming from because she sees it as, look, I've done what you're supposed to do. I've done the things you're supposed to do, and then you're supposed to be able to find a job that, you know, doesn't make you a millionaire, but just supports you and your family. That's all I'm looking for. I've done everything I'm supposed to do. Why is it not there?
Because this isn't a board game that you can just fold up if you start losing and go back to real. This is real life. I don't know why they think there's supposed to be different rules for different people.
And the other thing,
I'm a single mother of four. Well, whose fault is that?
And that may be that. Honestly, that may be one of her problems.
When
it comes, when what is being a mother of four, and is really ultimately her attitude when she goes into a job interview that pays, let's say, $50,000 a year and would solve all her problems. That may be one of the things she says in the interview process. I've done all these things. I've got this education. I'm a single mother of four. I need this job. I deserve this job. Now, the hiring manager's like, you kind of a pain in the ass. I'm going to take the person that's got a degree in Lincoln Logs because at least they sound more fun.
I don't know. As an employer, I might hire knowing that she's going to have to do a good job and she needs the job.
But that doesn't guarantee a good employee. Just because
it doesn't.
She has
and
the desire.
And if she's a crappy employee, then you get popped.
Right. But what I'm saying is it could just be an attitude thing. She may have the attitude that you hate, Russ, which is the entitlement type of attitude. Just because she's gone to school and she's supposedly done the right things to get to where she thinks she should be doesn't mean the other things have fallen in to make that happen. And it also could be ageism, because she's going up against, she's a new graduate in essence. She's going up against 22 to 24 year olds that have no family, no responsibilities.
She is never going to be able to pay off that $125,000 student loan.
No, and the $1,700 a month, she can negotiate that down to something that would be more manageable.
They'll do that?
Yeah. And it's like anything. If you tell them, like, hey, look, I cannot afford that
right
now.
Student loans were just kind of locked in place. Like, where do they come from? The universities? I never applied for anything, so I have no clue how it works.
They come from different places. Typically, it'll be a federal loan.
Okay.
But what
I didn't know you could work with the feds.
That I'm not 100%. I know when I had student loan that went into collections, I ended up just negotiating it a payment plan with them when it came back around. I was like, okay, I can do this a month. They said, okay, we'll take it. I said, awesome. And then when I could pay more, I did. For the most part, if you owe money to someone and you tell them, I want to pay you.
Well, I know you can negotiate with regular debtors. I didn't know that you could with the feds.
Well, in this case, like with me, it went from being, you know, a federal debt to it was picked up by another creditor. So it was like a private company.
Somebody bought it from the government?
Yeah.
I hate the mentality Occupy Wall Street. They're forgetting all these other loans. How come nobody's helping me out? Well, first of all, you've made a lot of dumbass decisions. Can't support your family as is. Then you go to college. At least she still was working. And then racks up more student loans. Finds out, well, I didn't make enough there. Now I guess I got to get my master's, or I'm never going to be able to make enough money to do everything I want. And you go further in debt, and now nobody wants you.
And the ironic thing could be, even if she finished out the program and got her master's, some jobs now will run a credit check on you. They could run her credit and be like, we're not hiring you. Your credit's horrible.
I don't think it's that unusual for people to have outstanding student loans.
No.
Maybe some employers overlook it. I don't know. I know it's not that interesting of a story. It just, everybody wants to get in line. Forgive this. Why should I have to pay this? Because it's money that was given to you, and you have a moral obligation to pay that back. When you don't pay for something, somebody else has got to eat it, and that's the people that work. Dong itch.
The good news is, Russ, you're not having to pay for her right now.
Somebody's paying for something. Where the 100 and a quarter come from?
Well, that depends on where she got the money. Probably from a federal grant, in which case that could be a little bit of your tax dollars that went into that program. And yeah, you probably helped pay for her school that she now has to pay back.
And how come I don't get a refund if somebody pays up back their student loan?
Because it's not your money.
It is my money if it comes out of my pocket.
No, but see, your money goes to the government. That's the government's money. Then the government decides what it's going to do with it. You would just like to have a little more say in what's done with your money, but you just don't. You're supposed to when you vote, but that's about it.
Can I go back and maybe get all the money that I spent while I was at Eastfield in college?
I don't understand.
Well, the money that I spent. Everybody else is getting a free ride. Why can't I get my $85 back? I think that's what I paid for 6 years.
I guess you could ask. Like, hey, I'm not using any of this.
Yeah, retroactive. Hey.
Plus interest.
I was just going to college to buy time to figure out what I was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of knew I wanted to do radio and television, but I didn't know how I was going to get there. So I was just... I guess in my mind, hey, as long as I'm going to college, I didn't have to answer to anybody. As long as I'm going to college, at least I don't have to make a decision just yet. I don't have to my life don't have to kick in.
Right.
Now, that's not how I ended up in radio.
Well, you ended up in it because you eventually realized, yeah, this is what you wanted to do, and then you made steps to advance in it. But that also means you made sacrifices in other areas, like as opposed to going, you know, you did radio as opposed to going to some prestigious university.
Well, I couldn't see how a radio degree was going to help anyway. Like I took journalism in college. Mm-hmm. Nobody cares about this. Let's go ahead and read something.
Okay. Did I already tell you about the more celebrity nudes leaked over the weekend?
No.
Yeah, a whole other batch. The latest victims include some of the same women who were victimized last time, but also some new faces. Some of the names, Jennifer Lawrence again, Kim Kardashian, Rihanna, Vanessa Hudgens, Hope Solo, Gabrielle Union, Emily Ratajkowski, that's the chick from the Blurred Lines video who gained massive popularity since it, from Big Bang Theory, Kaley Cuoco, Amber Heard, Kate Upton, Kate Bosworth, Lake Bell, Aubrey Plaza, Hayden Panettiere, Alfie, calm down, and Lily.
I like that Hayden chick.
Mm-hmm. Along with
the picture's gone.
It depends on where you go to look for them.
Please don't make me spell it. Thank you. Hayden.
A lot of the new pics were posted to Reddit as well as 4chan and then were promptly removed before the end of the night. But of course, once they're out there, they're out there. You can find them.
These are fakes. I don't know if that one is. That one looks real.
Let's see.
Looking at porn at work. This is fun.
See, it's research now. It's work related.
What is that? That says a Hayden Panettiere. Did you see any of the pictures?
I saw some. There was a website that was sent to me that, for the most part, seems fairly safe. But I don't think it's all the photos, because I've read stories where there might be like one individual.
I'm gonna guess this isn't a new hack or a new breach. Whoever got these a month or so ago, whenever it was. It sounds like they're just releasing them in phases.
I think that's what it is. It's a batch deal. But I think there are some photos where that have been posted to where you don't even see all of them, even if you get sent a couple.
You don't see what?
Photos. Like let's take Jennifer Lawrence, for example. Someone sent me like three photos and they were the first time this happened. But I thought, wow, okay, so there's three photos. It's not that bad. But then I saw in a news story that she had like 100 photos out there. I'm like, oh, my God.
Most of these chicks, I don't even know who they are. I'm too busy looking at good porn.
Some of these are interesting. There was one chick, I think it's the chick, Alfie, what's her name, from Downton Abbey on PBS?
The one who plays Lady Sybil, yeah.
Yeah. There's a photo of her where she's, or actually it's a little video where she's sniffing her man's backside.
Why? Is he sick?
I don't know. I think she just liked it. But that's one of those.
I know.
That's one of those that I heard about but had not seen. And then there was also a photo of her with, I guess, her man's junk and poking her in the eye.
Most chicks I've dated don't like that.
She was just kind of nuzzled up next to it. I think this was sort of it. This was the face, and it was like kind of mouth.
Was she awake?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, the face you made, you don't look like she's awake.
I can't be sure. I wasn't there.
Now, those are funny when you take pictures with your junk on your girlfriend's face when they're asleep.
Man, that's a careful line.
Why?
There's a fine line between funny and assault.
It's not assault if you just kind of lay it on their face.
Okay.
You don't do anything. Just kind of lay it there. You never tell them.
No.
Because then they'll start putting stuff on you while you're asleep.
She starts to wake up, turn around. What are you doing? Nothing.
I thought you were asleep. I can't stop it now.
Oh, God, no. Yeah, put that in the cloud.
You woke up just in time.
Damn it. I wish I could have stayed asleep.
I'll show you a website. You can look at some of them.
Some of what?
Some of the leaked photos.
I don't really care. I don't need... I don't need a stiffy at work.
Okay.
Unless you want me to have one.
No, you.
I'll get one if you need me one.
No, we'll
if you need one, I'll get you.
No,
I can do it.
I prefer you tender.
I'm on my, what?
I prefer you tender.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
502. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Let's check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by State Farm. Let's get started off in Dallas. That's where everything is. Eastbound I-30 just after Ferguson, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is completely stopped back in Grand Avenue, also in Dallas. Westbound I-30 just before Lamar Griffin, got an accident there. That one's also in the clearing stages. Traffic's still backed up back in Grand Avenue. Still in Dallas, southbound 75, right at I-30, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Knox Henderson. Southbound I-35 just before Inwood Road in Dallas, got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there is backed up back from Regal Row. This one also caused a backed up on 183 back from Regal Row as well. And finally in Dallas, eastbound 635, right at Skillman, still got that accident blocking the HOV and the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from the High Five. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Tomcat. Partly cloudy tonight, 63 for the low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 85 for the high. Right now, 88 degrees at 97.1 to Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
I forget what school district it was. Some teacher in a class sent me an email, wants to take his kids on a field trip and wants to know if I'll pay for it. And then I get a follow-up email. Hey, I'm not trying to pressure you or anything, but the company, let's see if I can find it on my email account, my Eagle. Were you going to ask something?
No, I was going to say maybe he's, you know, confused by all the times on the air he's heard you mention the times that you've donated to children and enjoy their company.
Yeah, I guess that would be confusing.
Mm-hmm.
How much I just enjoy the sound of children everywhere, in grocery store, running amok in the movie theater, and how I wish I could have children, but I've forgotten had a vasectomy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's taken me years to navigate the minefield that is your whims on children.
The total cost for the 90 students to go to the, he wants to take them to a play.
Say what, can you say what a play it is? Or is it not a known one?
I think it is, it's a play based on Edgar Allan Poe's writing. I don't know which one it is.
Okay.
I'm not usually one to ask. Then he goes on to ask.
They never are.
Damn it. Well, that's interesting. I didn't know you could do that.
What?
You highlight a word. I hit this by accident. You highlight a word. Then one of the options is define. We'll give you the definition.
Look at you.
I didn't. Did you know it did that?
Yeah. Like you, though, I found out by accident. It was one of those where I just kind of hovered. I was like, oh, hey, look, that's cool.
Yeah, it's like the calculator on the iPhone. If you turn it sideways, it's got all the algebra crap on the other side. I didn't know it did that.
Honestly, there are things about your phone that you have to look up on a regular basis, weird features.
I don't want to. Anyway, he wants a grand to be able to take the kids.
How many kids?
90 students.
Holy. No, that's. No, huh?
Which is not a bad deal.
It's not a bad deal, but there is one way.
But really? 90 kids? Each one brought $10? That's almost enough.
It is. And actually, I think there's a way he could do this for cheaper.
That doesn't make any difference. The point is, he's asking me, and then he follows up. Let me scroll back up. Hey, I'm not pressuring you. I was just wondering if you gave any thought to assisting the students with the field trip. Mm. Company wants payment by the end of the week.
Chop, chop.
But again, no pressure.
I don't know. How many schools not districts, schools, do you think are in North Texas?
Thousands.
If I give a grand to one, if I give anything to anybody, I don't know why they keep coming to me. You're right. It's not like I, all the air. I'm sorry they don't have the money to go. Why don't you find someplace closer? Why don't you get the book, put on your own play? Teach the kids how to act? I don't even know what the class is.
I'm going to guess it's English, English lit.
Language arts, yeah.
There is something to be said, though, about seeing a professional production. It's one thing to have the kids do their own little thing, and, hey, you know, you guys can make
your costume. The city that he's in, the school district, there, I know there is a playhouse, a theater in that city.
Okay.
I'm trying not to say too much so he doesn't feel like a complete idiot, which he is.
He's not a complete idiot. He's just asking.
He kind of is, though, because there's already there's already other outlets that are specifically designed to help teachers raise money for their classrooms.
I understand teachers are strapped. I understand a lot of teachers pull money out of their own pocket to give to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
But go ask somebody that likes kids.
Actually, maybe this is a smart play on his part, because no one usually asks you for kid stuff because you're not a big kid fan. Maybe.
But if that door opens, then what?
But maybe he's thinking that since maybe you've never told anyone no because everyone thinks you just assumes you'll say no.
Most people are right.
Well, he was taking a chance.
What is this? Okay. Okay, that was just a kiss-ass email. Okay. Looks like he copied you.
Who's that?
Just some guy says, thanks for showing up to work every day.
Was it from one of our bosses?
I guess it's a listener.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, no, it wouldn't be from one of our bosses. I think I saw Patrick Davis, our operations manager, last Tuesday. He was like, hey, dang it. Is Russ going to be in today? I looked at him and I go, well, I don't know. I'll find out when you do.
I just think it's funny. The guy in the email's not even thanking me for the show. He's just going, hey, thanks for coming to work every day.
Yeah.
Okay, let's finish news. Okay. 5:10, Dan O'Malley's here with more news.
Thank you, Russ. The Secret Service is considering a number of proposals designed to prevent intruders from breaching the security perimeter around the White House. This after a man who allegedly was carrying a weapon was able to enter the building on Friday before being apprehended.
I didn't know he had a weapon.
He had a knife.
Oh.
I think that's what it was.
I know they found a bunch of ammo in his car, but no gun.
The AP first reported that agency officials have had preliminary discussions about setting up checkpoints in public areas around the executive mansion. A law enforcement official told the AP that such a measure previously has been discussed. The issue has taken on added urgency after a Texas man carrying a knife jumped the perimeter fence Friday evening and made it inside the north portico doors.
Damn!
Yes!
How big is a... Isn't that a pretty good jog, the front yard?
I want to say it's like at least a football field. I think I heard today on the news it's like a 100. It's like a 100-yard dash,
and nobody on the roof. Don't they normally have snipers on the roof?
Yes.
Nobody saw that.
That's what I can't understand. Like,
was he dressed like a tree?
Still, that's pretty open out there.
I'm just trying. It's like, how do you not catch their attention?
Is that a bush that's running? What's the
hey?
There?
What's the biggest squirrel you ever seen?
Rock? Has he got goggles?
That's got to be a 200-pound flying squirrel.
It's so odd because
I'm going to have to pull up a picture of the White House. I've never really paid attention.
There have been other instances where people have hopped the fence and tried to make a run towards the White House, and usually they're stopped within a matter of feet because people see them come out and say, hey, on the ground.
Uh-huh.
And it's usually a quick process. And they're wondering what the hell happened. You know, my first thought was, what is it, a shift change? That he just happened to time it perfectly?
I don't know. But President Obama said, Secret Service is doing a great job. They let him get over the fence and up to the portcochet.
You're the president. You say they're doing a great job.
Now, I suppose.
And actually, I'm kind of surprised we're getting as much info on this as we are, because typically you expect to hear no comment out of Secret Service deals. An official said the Secret Service is open to anything to improve security at the White House, though no changes are imminent. The Washington Post reported that the Secret Service is also considering keeping people off the sidewalks around the perimeter fence and creating additional barriers. Secret Service Director Julia Pearson ordered increased surveillance and more officer patrols after 42-year-old Omar Gonzalez of Coppers Cove, Texas, climbed the fence, ran across the lawn, and entered the building before agents stopped him. The first family had departed for Camp David earlier in the evening. The breach triggered a rare evacuation of much of the White House. Secret Service agents drew their weapons as they hurried White House staffers and journalists out of the West Wing through a side door.
I'm looking at pictures. It's hard to tell perspective. That looks like it's more than 100 yards. But it's... Aren't they always camped out on the roof, the snipers?
We assume that.
Yeah, and the time that I went to Washington, there were vehicles parked on the outside of the perimeter, right there next to the fence where everyone gathers.
Could you see on the roof? Could you see if there was anyone up there?
It was almost too far to see.
I'm looking at aerial shots of the White House. I don't see anybody up there. Shouldn't they always be there? Regardless of when these pictures... I know this isn't the picture I'm looking at isn't from today, but there should always be somebody on the roof of the White House.
Just because there's not a physical person up there doesn't mean that someone's not watching. There are going to be cameras all over the place.
Well, somebody's not watching something. This guy got up all the way almost into the White House.
Well, and no, he got into it. He got through the door. And I don't know if it's one of those... Someone was not where they were supposed to be.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure of this. Because again,
hey, well, what's to prevent somebody driving a vehicle through the fence up to the White House?
That I couldn't tell you, but there was another incident. It was less than 24 hours after this when a second man was apprehended after he drove up to a White House gate and just refused to leave. According to a Secret Service spokesman, that prompted bomb technicians in full gear to search the vehicle as agents briefly shut down nearby streets. And on Sunday, Secret Service spokesman Brian Leary identified the man as Kevin Carr, who's 19, from New Jersey.
I'd like to see the video of that, because I'm going to guess their patience level is negative something.
At that, yeah.
I'm not leaving. All right, that's when the windshield gets busted and you get pulled out. There was one chick that... tried to crash the gate, something like that, and then took off. Mm-hmm. And Secret Service and the police chased her. When they got her, they pulled her out of the car.
I remember that.
Fast.
Yeah, that was broad daylight on the streets. Yes. And we're spoiled to a certain extent because we see movies about, you know, White House security, you know, like whether it was White House Down, Olympus Has Fallen, or just other movies that had the White House in it. You think they're always on guard. Then again, you kind of assume that they should be, and they're supposed to be.
Now, it looks like they're... I've never been to the White House. I have no clue. It looks like in some of these pictures there are concrete pillars probably 3 feet apart all along the perimeter of the gates. I guess that would stop a vehicle.
Right.
I don't know if it would stop something like a MRAP or...
Armored vehicle tank,
yeah,
type of deal.
Yeah, something... I don't know. I don't know what the public can get their hands on. You would just think the White House, if somebody jumped the fence, they'd be dead before they hit the grass. That's what I would want as president. That's just me.
You just make that just a clear cut, here we go, executive order. If they make it...
I don't want a live foot hitting that grass.
I don't care if it's a fraternity prank. I don't care if it's...
If once they hop the fence, this is federal land, federal territory. I don't care. You shoot them enough to keep them off the ground for a couple of minutes. it's one of those things you just never expect to happen. Somebody to actually just jump over the fence and run in. Okay.
But you don't want to necessarily be... like in this guy's case, he's a veteran. He may have something mentally wrong. And if you shoot him and you shoot, then...
Well, if he has something mentally wrong, that even I understand he's a vet. I got all that. But there's still, if something's not right here,
right,
then they're more apt to do something dangerous. Mm-mm. Dead fence. Sorry.
Well, in that case, if that was going to be your policy, would you even have it to where it is now, where it's, you know, it's like the wrought iron, it's open, you can see through it, or you just put like a big concrete wall?
Yeah, I like that. I put up some red tip fittingas so it wouldn't look so nasty.
Along that top edge?
Uh-huh.
Maybe some ivy coming down the front of the wall?
Okay. I got nothing else to add for this. It's one of the things you think that, obviously, I'm wrong.
I was with you, though, because when I first heard the story, and I was like, why is everyone making a big deal out of this? It's some guy that ran across the grass. And then when I read the story, it's like, he got in through the doors? That part threw me off.
Yeah, it scared me I was sitting in front, right there where everyone always hangs out, and just sit down and took a picture. I was scared to sit down on the little concrete thing.
In front of the White House?
Yeah.
Like right on Pennsylvania?
Mm-hmm.
I think I saw that there was video of this guy jumping the fence.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
I didn't see the part of him jumping, but I saw it was like a dark video of him shadowy running towards the White House.
Jumper had ammunition and a machete in his car. This is on Washington Post. Yeah, here's the video. I don't know if this is going to load quickly.
I would say, if nothing else, if you want to keep the aesthetics of it, just make the fence taller. Make it more difficult to be jumped over.
I understand you want it to be in view. You'd like the public to be able to see where the government's screwed up every day.
Yes. It's our right to see that.
Skip ad. Yeah, he's hauling ass across the grass. I'm not going to turn this on because I don't know if there's any swearing in the audio. I'm not sure. It looks like... Yeah. I don't know who this person is, but they're armed. Black pants, white shirt. Is that White House security?
Capitol Security, I believe. White House security. So.
He sees the guy jump the fence, and he's telling people to get back. I don't know... And he's walking away from the White House.
My guess is for that is probably trying to clear out anyone that might be directly behind that man.
In case there's fire.
Exactly.
Okay.
So that makes sense as far as he's concerned to me.
I believe I would have hopped the fence and went after the guy. I'd like to be the cop that stopped him. That way you could look at the Secret Service and go, all right, what else you need me to do today?
My guess is that he did what he was supposed to do, which is get people away from the fence and away from behind that individual. Because once they're over the fence, that officer knows it's on him. I'm going to stay over here. I'm gonna go over here to this food truck. Let me get me a sandwich.
Not my jurisdiction.
Yeah.
You certainly somebody will see him at a certain point.
Yeah. You people just clear out in case the hole that's blowing through him gets back here.
I'm just wondering what type of security they have if somebody was actually able to get a vehicle through the gate, through the guards. You know, like the old Timothy McVeigh thing, the thing's loaded with manure, whatever.
Yeah, the ammonia.
Do they have any type of launcher thing? I know I'm sounding... They got to have something.
Here's the sad thing. I want to say I'm certain that they do, but I don't. I assume that they have some type of plan in place, especially with incidents that have happened in the past, like the Oklahoma federal bombing. When you watch a damn movie, when you watch Olympus Has Fallen, Secret Service should say, hey, let's make sure no one can do this.
Mm-hmm. Look at all these different movies, and I know it's not real, but we really should have some 50 cal that comes up out of the grass to blow these people apart.
Yeah. There's something to be said about finding, you know, some... inspiration.
He's really, the vet's fortunate he didn't get shot.
Extremely. And for whatever reason.
But then again, if they don't see you, they can't shoot you.
Also true.
What were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say, if for some reason maybe some assessment was made as the guy's running up the front lawn, and they thought, just let him get to the building, which that's a huge risk, because who knows if he's got some sort of device that could go boom.
But yeah, surely Charlie will get him. Yeah.
I wonder if Charlie remembered to lock the doors.
Uh-oh. Damn it, Charlie. All right. Well, the 24th Ig Nobel Prize ceremony was held last Thursday at Harvard. That's the award ceremony for the stupidest and most ridiculous scientific experiments of the year. Some of the winners. The prize for physics went to a team from Japan that studied the amount of friction between a shoe and a banana peel to figure out the amount of friction that would cause someone to slip, like in cartoons.
I think I heard that story last week. This was in Japan?
The award was presented to a team from Japan.
Okay.
The award.
So these aren't all U.S.
No, this is
studies that are federally funded.
No, this is international.
Okay.
This is Nobel Prize type stuff. The prize for neuroscience went to a team from China.
Did they explain why they were trying to see how much friction it takes to slip on a banana peel?
To see if someone could slip like they do in cartoons.
Well, why are they concerned about that?
I guess if they need to be more careful about banana peels.
They want to, like, put non-stick surfaces on bananas?
Maybe. Or maybe just a public awareness campaign to, hey, pick up your peel. I don't...
Watch cartoons.
I know.
Okay.
Also, the prize for neuroscience went to a team from China that tried to figure out what happens in people's brains when they see Jesus on a piece of toast.
Do any of these have the results?
No.
Okay, here's what we saw. What they do, like an MRI, and they go, hey, look at this toast. Jesus.
Look at all that stuff fire up in that MRI.
Okay, here's the toast. Why the coyote?
Oh.
Okay, here's a piece of toast with a picture of toast on it.
Mind.
With toast inside toast.
Mind blown.
Toast infinity.
Toastfinity? Sweet Jesus. The prize for biology went to Czech scientists who figured out that when dogs pee and poop, they try to align their bodies with the Earth's north-south axis.
Is that real?
No, my dogs don't do that.
They tried to prove or they proved?
This says, who figured out that when dogs pee and poop, they try to align their bodies with the Earth's north-south axis. Like, our Chihuahua, she'll circle when she's going to go number two. But she doesn't end up pointing north or south or anything like
that. Well, maybe she's waiting for a magnet to kick in. There's got to be a reason why they walk in circles.
I guess.
Everybody's going to be at home tonight watching their...
I'm pulling up my house cams to look at my dog.
Yeah, everyone's going to take the dog out for a walk and pull out a compass on their phone. Like, hey, all right, facing north. So I know where north is in relation to where my dogs go to the bathroom, so I could just recall and be like, no. Sometimes it's north, sometimes the big dog's pooping east. Sometimes west. This morning, southwest.
Okay, I just Googled it. This came up on... newsdiscovery.com.
Okay.
Dogs have a butt compass.
Sounds legit.
Pooping facing north-south pole. Do you want me to read any of this?
Yes. You had me a butt compass.
Okay, it all started to make sense. For years, I wondered why my dog spins in a circle before depositing her daily double. But now I have a clue as to why. Scientists at the Czech University of Life Sciences in Prague have found that, like other animals, dogs are sensitive to the Earth's magnetism. Dogs prefer to do their duty with their bodies aligned with the north-south axis, particularly under calm magnetic field conditions. This was a study published in the Frontiers of Zoology. The field can fluctuate, and I can't help but wonder if it's all those unstable days that my dog circles round and round like a housefly or a windowsill. I don't see any picture. Obviously, this is an op-ed piece. Looks like there's pictures that go along with it. Oh, it's just dogs doing stuff. Dogs surfing. It is. Dogs on one of those, you know, those great big bananas you see at resorts.
Mm-hmm. Dogs. Oh, yeah, the big floaty thing being pulled by a boat.
Yeah, that's what they're doing with a bunch of dogs.
Are they following the north-south axis?
I don't know. Really, what I'm going to need to see is a picture of a dog taking a grunt with a compass on his back so I can tell which way he's facing.
Yeah. But then that doesn't explain, though, the times where they're not, their bodies are not perfectly aligned. So you think it's something with a magnetic field off? That's why they're pointed in another direction?
Well, other things generate magnetic fields, so maybe it's a bunch of stuff in your house that's throwing them off.
I don't know. Our chihuahua keeps pooping in the closet. Does that mean there's a magnet in there?
It may mean it's a, is it the northern part of the apartment?
Hang on. I'm getting this. Yeah. It actually is.
I got the northernmost tip of the apartment.
It's pretty close.
There's got to be something wrong with all the magnets in my dogs. Because there's no pattern of where they pee and grunt. At least the deaf cocker, he's still peeing on the ficus, fake ficus trees in the house. I give him credit for thinking. It's a tree. They said this one's okay.
Yeah, it's green. And actually, as far as where they go, the only consistent thing about where they go is that it is in your house.
Oh, yeah, I've left the back door open on some of the mornings recently, not quite as warm, so I can leave the door open. Mm-mm. Hey, I'm going to piss in the house and then go play outside. We late. All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
5:36, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Let's get started off in Dallas. Eastbound I-30 right at Jim Miller. Got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic is backed up back from the riverfront. Also in Dallas, southbound 75 right at I-30. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Knox Henderson. Still in Dallas, southbound I-35 just before Inwood Road. That accident there has been cleared out. Traffic still unwinding back from Regal Row. In Irving, eastbound 114 right at Northwest Highway. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic is backed up back from the bush. And finally, in Grapevine, southbound 121, right at 360, got an accident there blocking both shoulders. Traffic there is backed up onto 114, back from Boulevard 26. Call number 9 wins a pair of tickets for the Pretty Reckless this Saturday at the House of Blues. You also win a meet and greet and an acoustic lounge performance pass. Call now, it's 214 or 817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Don Davis Auto Group. Tonight, partly cloudy and 63. Tomorrow, stays partly cloudy. Hit a high around 85. Right now, it's 87 and 97.1 The Eagle.
K-E-G-L, The Eagle. The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right, go ahead, Daniel.
Okay. There was a couple of other categories that we did not mention in the 24th Ig Nobel Prize Awards for stupid and ridiculous scientific experiments. The prize for nutrition went to scientists from Spain who tested whether bacteria from infant feces could be used to create healthier sausages.
They ate baby
bacteria from it.
Why would you think there would be any good bacteria in grunt? If there was anything good, your body wouldn't let it go.
Sometimes mistakes happen. I think what they did was they found some type of...
Why sausage?
I think it's because there's some type of common ingredient or bacteria in sausage as well as maybe baby grunt. Mm-hmm. And they figure, hey, this is interesting. These two things this thing is in the same two places. Let's analyze it.
Maybe they pick sausage because grunt looks like it.
Or it could just be that simple.
Hey, we'll tell them they're baby links. See if they eat that.
Ew.
Give it to Miguel. Miguel will eat anything.
Hey, Miguel!
And then finally, the prize for medicine went to a team from Michigan State University who found you can stop nosebleeds by packing someone's nostrils with bacon.
How much?
I do not know. It says packing.
Sliced bacon?
So.
Whole bacon?
It doesn't even say whether the bacon was cooked or not.
How long do you have to leave it in? And why does that work better than tissue? They know about tissue? Why didn't they try potatoes? Seems like potatoes would make more sense. Yeah. Carrots.
These are, baby carrots especially.
So baby carrots are too small. It's stupid.
No, it's not. It's an instant plug for your nose.
Don't raise your voice.
It makes perfect sense.
There are a lot of other things that are just naturally designed to fit in your nose. I don't know why they picked bacon. Would bacon strips work as well?
See, this is why they did the experiment. People sit around and ask questions, and they say, in order to answer these questions, we have to experiment.
Does the bacon do anything to stop the bleed? I know it keeps the blood from coming out.
Uh-huh.
It stops it?
It says the study found you can stop nosebleeds by packing someone's nostrils with bacon.
All right. I'll look at bacon in your nose. Probably the same story that you have.
Probably. But at the very least, maybe it'll give you a link to something where it'll give you the result of the research.
Can't you, like, pinch the bridge of your nose? Doesn't that help?
Yeah, but then there's also there's two schools. When you pinch the bridge, there's a school that says you lean forward and the other school that says you lean backwards.
There's a long, drawn-out story on Huffington Post about this. Stuffing bacon up your nose might not replace pinching it and tilting your head back as a first line of defense against bloody noses. But if that doesn't work and you realize you have some extra bacon laying around, bacon method might be worth trying out the next time you have a nosebleed.
No. Because if I have bacon around, that means I've got some type of paper towel or something that I could use instead. And then I can still eat the bacon afterwards.
I'm not reading all this. Maybe it's got something to do with the curing process of bacon. What are they using there? Like some type of salt, pork, something. Yeah. I wonder how many things they shoved up their nose before they figured, hey, bacon worked.
I actually wouldn't be surprised if they started out with bacon and just said, hey, what can it heal? Because for a few years...
Because, you know, they opened up the icebox and went, all right, let's start with pickles. All right, forget about the eggs.
Yeah. Hey, let's try the baby carrots. No, that's stupid. Get the bacon.
Okay, if you don't have bacon, we're going to need a backup plan.
Okay.
Let's try sniffing bacos.
Like lines of them?
The bacon bits. And see if that'll work as well.
Hey! Light them up and chop
it. Yeah. Give me a bump with some bacos. And then try the bacon strips, last case.
Oh, God. We spend a lot of time on the toilet, and a lot of us really enjoy it, like Russ. But once again, science is here to tell us that we're doing it wrong. What we're supposed to be doing is squatting, not sitting all hunched over. In fact, sitting is the worst position to get your bowels moving. When you squat, it makes things flow more naturally and freely. You also get done much quicker, and it'll be much cleaner. A study found that when people squat, it takes them less than a minute to clear themselves out, 51 seconds. But when people sit, it takes over 2 minutes at 130 seconds.
So I could save about a little over a minute by squatting?
Yes.
All right. So I should just go home and rip out all of my commodes and just squat in a hole.
You don't have to go that extreme.
I've crapped outside. I didn't like it.
There is actually a little stool you can purchase.
I'm not buying one, and I'm not squatting.
It's Alfie, what are they called? The potty buddy or something?
I think that's it.
That what?
It's a little stool. It's in essence, it's for your feet. It contours around the toilet. You put your feet on it, so your butt is still in the same spot, but your feet and knees come up towards your chest, and now you're in a squatting position, but on your normal toilet.
I don't want that. When I sit down, I grab a cheek, pull it apart, so I'm good and open.
Yeah.
So when I release, pilot the bombardier, and off it goes. And the cleanup's pretty easy. Why didn't they just say, hey, why don't you just pull your cheeks apart? Stop just sitting on the commode without pulling your cracks and you're pushing some type of material through flesh and you're not pulling them apart, of course you're going to get crap all over you.
Okay, but it's not just about the stuff that
ends
up on...
And now we're having to tell people how to take a
yes.
Really?
Yes, but it's not just about the stuff that ends up on the sides and pulling the cheek apart. It's your body, your bowels are in a better position when your knees are closer to your chest, when you're squatting.
I never had any problem getting stuff out of my ass.
Well, have you? If you haven't really tried it the other way...
I've crapped outside. I didn't like it.
And you were in that full squatting position?
I actually grabbed... sort of.
Probably more sitting.
I grabbed a tree branch.
Right.
Just kind of held on.
I think the only way to really find out is to do the squat method.
That was sort of a squat. Not really. I didn't like it. I understand that the commode kind of pushes your butt together.
Mm-hmm.
But these commodes seem to work for hundreds of years.
Mm-hmm. But this is also, as we learned with the death of, in the squat toilets in China recently, there are many countries around the world that use the squat toilet method. And we're kind of odd for having the sit-down.
You need to make sure that you probably want to point out people aren't dying from doing the squat method. Some guy dropped his phone in one of those pits and decided to go in after it.
I like the vagueness of it.
Paper towel. Alfie, is that our Robert?
That's our Robert.
Yes, Robert.
Hey, boss.
Yep.
I had chronic nosebleeds since I was about 6 years old, to the point where I eventually had to go to the doctor and have them like a cauterizing chemical and cauterize all the blood vessels in my nose.
Oh my God.
Never heard bacon. Always heard take a paper towel, fold it until it's nice and hard, stick it right above your front teeth, underneath the lip.
And your front teeth?
Yeah. Because it stops the blood flow to that area of the nose.
Okay. All right, well, that makes more sense. I looked at the call screener, at the monitor, and it just says I use paper towels, and I thought you were up with us on the commode thing.
No.
I use paper towels in a pinch.
Yeah, you have to, yeah.
Yeah. I've had truck drivers that I work with do that.
Do you sit or stand when you want?
Kind of lean to one side.
You don't even get up?
I have a very small bathroom. So, no. If I stand up, I'm leaning over the bathtub.
How low are the ceilings?
No. If I stand up, I'm leaning over the bathtub.
All right. Thanks.
What, are you pooping in a hobbit toilet?
I've never gotten the thing of just leaning to one side and wiping.
Mm-mm. No. No, because
I've already got a wide stance when I sit down. So, when I stand up, I still have that wide stance. My cheeks are apart.
Right. And there's no mooshing.
No. Normally, a couple of passes and I'm done. That's how quick it is.
It would just be so weird if you actually did take all your toilets and just take them out. And it's a serious adjustment to make. It's just, okay, well, there's the hole. No, really, this is a great bathroom. Trust me, when especially time for resale.
Well, it's certainly in the argument with chicks.
Toilet lid? The lid?
Mm-hmm. There's no seat.
Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing.
Sit on the ground.
I win. Apple said it sold more than 10 million iPhones in the first weekend after its new models went on sale Friday, underscoring strong demand for phones with larger displays. Chief Executive Tim Cook said the company could have sold even more if supplies had been available. Analysts had estimated first weekend sales of up to 10 million iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus models based on record first-day pre-orders. The new phones, which went on sale in 10 countries, drew more than 4 million pre-orders, far surpassing the 2 million orders for the iPhone 5 in the same period 2 years ago.
Alfie, aren't the majority of cellular phones, aren't most of them Android?
I think the majority, yes.
It's amazing that Apple could sell 10 million phones in a weekend. And they're still not dominant in the smartphone market.
That's because so many other manufacturers are all using the one Android platform, like Nokia is using Android and Motorola is using Android, things like that.
And but Apple is all proprietary.
Exactly.
Are there more apps for Android phones?
There are, far more.
Anything that I would ever want?
Well, there's the problem with the apps is that because there's so many of them, a lot of them are crap, and Apple still runs into the same problem too, where they'll just have just stupid nothing apps on there.
Okay. But because you've got all these other manufacturers and they're making apps for those, I'm going to guess there's got to be something on there that you'd want that you can't get on a smartphone, iPhone. I don't know. I don't do that much on my phone.
It sounds to me like, and for a while it sounded like you've been teetering towards going and getting an Android.
I want something that works, that is a little more friendly with my PC.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing that you'll find with Android apps that I personally use are things that are kind of legally questionable. Like I have a video game emulator on my Samsung tablet that you gave me. It's got all the NES games, all the Super Nintendo games, Genesis games, things like that, and I can use it there. But Apple will never allow anything like that on the iPhone.
What is that program called? Is it MIME? Meme? MIME?
Yes.
M-I-M-E?
Mm-hmm.
It stands for something. I forget what it is. But it simulates the old video games.
Hmm. Yeah. I've seen Alfie playing with that thing before, but I never understood why Apple would ever go for it.
Just the copyright problem that Apple's not going to even touch.
Okay. I still haven't decided. I'm thinking just about going out and finding an old flip phone. They're rugged. You can drop them. They can't be that much. They have an external antenna, so they're probably going to get a little bit better reception.
Well, now don't go out and just rush to buy something. Your birthday's coming up, and many people have actually asked what you could use for your birthday.
I know. I've been banned for shopping for myself.
Exactly.
In fact, I went to...
Even a flip phone.
They didn't have the boots I wanted, but I went to... Scheffler's in Frisco.
I know.
I guess because the sales guy said, "You're not supposed to be shopping for yourself, are you?"
Mm-mm.
Did he email you?
Yep.
Narc.
Nice. They were nice. You've got good taste in boots.
You're not supposed to be in here.
Mm-hmm. Now go home.
Store ain't open to people like you.
You wouldn't go that far.
All right. We'll be back.
Hey! The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Fix up. One more time.
I'll fix this in post.
603, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Supercuts. Let's get things started off in Dallas. Eastbound I-30. Right at Jim Miller. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic is backed up back from Riverfront. Also in Dallas, northbound on the tollway just before Trinity Mills. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the right center lane. Traffic there is backed up all the way back from Inwood Road. In Irving, eastbound 114, right at Northwest Highway, that accident there has been cleared out. Traffic's unwinding back from the bush. In Grapevine, southbound 121, right at 360, got an accident blocking both shoulders. Traffic's backed up onto 114, back from Boulevard 26. And in Fort Worth, eastbound I-30, right at Oakland Boulevard, got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back from Beach Street. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. The phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Cotton Patch Cafe. Tonight, partly cloudy, 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 85. Right now, 86. The 97.1 The Eagle.
Hey, baby. Want to take a gander at some Adam West penis?
K-E-G-L, The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
I don't know. I think I'd do it just to irritate myself. I was looking at 4K resolution videos on YouTube. They have that now.
Right.
Most of it's just landscaping, landscape videos.
The standard stuff whenever it's a new format. Of,
right.
Yeah.
And there are also people, the reviewing thing, I don't know why everybody's got to review the same thing over and over on YouTube. Mm-hmm. The new iPhone 6, iPhone 6 Plus. I think most people probably have seen that on broadcast television.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, but this is my take. Who cares what your take is? You're on the YouTube.
Well, they probably have friends or family that follow their channel and care.
Oh, and, when they do it, they're like, oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't quite get it open. Or do this or do that.
You people don't know anything about editing or maybe just stopping and doing it again? There was some guy that was, I forgot what he was reviewing. Some computers, it's hard to stream 4K video because obviously you're downloading a lot of resolution.
Right.
And some guys, you know, shooting him and his monitor. And I guess, is any problem streaming 4K? Well, all right, hang on. I clicked on the wrong. Reshoot it. Ugh. And, I'm downloading 4K right now, but I don't have a 4K monitor. My camera's not 4K, so you can't really see the resolution. But, it'll stream it. I'm pretty sure.
I'm so glad.
These are people that, they've reviewed a lot of different things. Why would I trust you on anything? You don't even know how to run a camera.
That's actually a really good point. Yeah, if you don't know how to stop, start, and just do things that in an organized fashion.
And they do that all the time. There was one guy that a company had shipped him the same thing I've got, 65-inch Sony 4K Ultra HD.
Okay.
So it's a wide shot, most of the video on YouTube. They unbox it. They put it up on the stand. He goes through all the features. Of course, you can't appreciate the resolution because we're not shooting this in 4K. Why am I watching this? Why are you telling me anything?
Yeah.
Why don't you broadcast in mono and tell me how great stereo is?
Man, you should hear this. Right now, I'm on the right channel.
Listen to this. Okay, you can't really appreciate it because it's a commercial on AM. But stereo, it's kicking wicked. It really is sad, stupid, something. Of all the people that have, they're able to figure out how to shoot their monitors or copy their monitors onto video. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do all that, but then they can't figure out how to talk.
Yeah, or just figure out, which drop-down menu to go to? Do you know which order you need to go? Oh, I'm sorry. It's not that one. I need to go over here. Yeah. Let me go back.
Like, you're too busy to shoot this again?
Oh.
So if it's not on something like CNET, mm-hmm. I don't even mess with it. I came across a bunch of those because I was just looking at different 4K videos on YouTube.
Did you find anything good? Or like you said, just all landscape stuff?
There's some. It's like Green Day, Basket Case. It's in 4K.
Okay.
Somebody performing on the Jimmy Kimmel Show in 4K. I don't know if ABC is broad. I know they're not broadcasting in 4K. They may shoot the show in 4K.
No gorilla sitting in a hot spring?
That was 1080. God, that might have been 720p days.
That was 720? Wow.
I think it was. Wasn't 720 first?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. But I assumed that was full HD, and that's why you were so mesmerized by it the first time you saw it.
I think normal broadcast television was, Alfie, do you know, was it 480?
Normal was 480, then 720p came out at the same time that 1080i did.
It did?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And then we went from 1080 to 1080, was it progressive scan?
Exactly.
I don't even know if you could tell the difference between I and P at 1080.
I don't know.
I forgot about 1080i. What was supposed to be better about P over I?
It's progressive scan. It's not interlaced. You're getting all the lines, all individual, all at the same time.
What's in your mouth?
Nothing.
Sound like you're eating something.
Uh-uh.
Doesn't it?
Did you hit the microphone?
A little bit.
Okay.
There's nothing in your mouth.
Nothing.
Did a tooth hit the microphone?
No.
Where's your tongue?
It's right here.
Did a tooth hit the microphone, Alfie?
No.
Did the microphone sneak up on you?
I think it was my nose. I'm sorry.
Sound like a peppermint or something.
Yeah.
All right.
Or an enamel.
Anyway, that was each weekend I go on a binge of stuff, and that's what it was this past weekend, just looking at 4K crap. What?
It's just amazing. Anytime you get the new whatever it is, technology as far as visual goes, and I walk by a store or something or by the TVs, I stand there. It's like a moth to a flame, and I'm just staring.
Well, this is one of the biggest – actually, this is the biggest jump because with broadcast television, it was 480,
mm-hmm.
and then 720 came out. And then right behind that, 1080, IMP. But 4K is four times 1080.
And it really
we've never seen a jump that big.
No, and it really is one of those freaky things you think, okay, I've got Blu-ray movies on a full HD 1080p screen. It cannot get any better than this. And then I walk by the Samsung or the Sony store and the mall. Just hooked. I think it was probably like 15 or 20 minutes. I just stood and stared. And the best part was the guys that work there, they just let you. Because they get it. They know. Because they probably did it the first time they saw it.
And they know you can't afford it.
No.
Any of us. Had I not gotten a deal from Star Power and Sony, I wouldn't have paid full price for 4K.
Yeah, because they know inside of like a minute if you're a customer, because you might look at it briefly and then you'll just motion for someone, be like, want this. And then you buy it. After that 1 minute window, yeah, you're just a looky-loo.
And the upscaling is really good on my Sony. There are things that I watch on Netflix that I've got on Blu-ray movies
mm-hmm.
that look cleaner on Netflix because of the upscaling.
God.
I'm guessing it upscales from my Blu-ray player, but there's only once. This I know this is going to get confusing. Let's say there are six HDMI ports.
Okay.
One is specifically reserved for the Sony server that you buy with the TV.
Got it.
So only 4K information goes through that one HDMI port.
Right.
So when you watch stuff on, you can watch Netflix, it has a browser.
Okay.
So it's going to upscale stuff you see on the internet.
Has there been anything that you've seen 4K that made you go, ooh? Because I know
I don't look at porn. There's 4K porn now.
God.
I don't look at it.
I was wary of HD porn. I was like, I don't know if I want it to be that.
720, I'm fine with.
Yes, I think you were the one that said you accidentally watched an HD video and you saw every nook, cranny, zit.
Yeah, I don't need to see no poo-poo zits.
No. It's like anytime someone says, hey, there's got this HD porn, like, man, I don't know. I think I like the old film look. It's a little more forgiving.
Yeah, there are a lot of things that you don't want to see in normal real-life resolution up close.
Mm-mm.
Especially if some chick's got that flappy clam.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the stuffing that hangs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That don't look good in HD.
Didn't look good in 720.
It don't look good in person. Your first inclination is to stuff it back in. Normally that much meat hanging out normally has lettuce and salad dressing on it.
As it's unveiled, you all of a sudden go like, oh no, we gotta call a doctor.
What? Your stuff.
You're falling out.
Is out. That's the way it is. Why? I mean, I like it. At least the drapes match your face.
What?
You know, the curtains hanging
out. Oh, okay, gotcha. Match your face.
All right, good.
All right. Retired Fox 4 meteorologist Ron Jackson was seriously injured in a single vehicle crash on Friday night. According to Cedar Hill Police, Jackson was riding a scooter near the intersection of Highway 67 and Kingswood Drive when he apparently lost control.
What was he riding?
A scooter.
You mean like a Vespa?
I guess. He was taken by ground ambulance to a local hospital. He was not wearing a helmet. Jackson worked as a meteorologist at KDFW from 1982 until his retirement earlier this year.
Well, he's doing news. No, was weather on KRLD. So it didn't sound like a retirement.
We didn't think it was a retirement at the time. It was more of a, we're going to not renew your deal with, or whatever's left on your deal, we'd like to offer you early retirement type of thing.
Yeah, I don't see any updates. Wonder what he was riding. How fast it could go to turn this into a serious injury. Out of fat, they said scooters. To me, that just means something like a Vespa.
Right, same here.
How fast do those go?
They can get up to like 60 miles an hour.
All right. I think anything over 20 are certainly in the realm of danger.
Yeah.
Especially if you're not wearing a helmet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, really? You see guys on Harleys not wearing helmets. Oh, I'm going to wear a helmet on my Vespa.
I know, because you already may not. Your masculinity is taking a little hit. Your ego is if you're riding the Vespa already. But then if you get the helmet to match. Some, especially older guy like Ron, he might be a little more old school.
Just those, have they updated those? Because when I used to hang out with Chief Kunkel, Dallas Police, he had a couple of Vespas that his wife, him would ride up and down the, whatever you call those letter streets near Lower Greenville in Dallas.
M Streets.
Down there. He goes, hey, you want to take these out? No, I don't want anybody to see me on this. even if you're wearing your police. No.
Accurate. Yeah, it's almost even worse if he probably had been wearing his police stuff, because then you're just kind of like, ooh, really? Because I know they're useful. I know why they have them. But if you go out to a Cowboy Stadium in Arlington and you see Arlington police.
Are they on Vespas?
No, hang on. They're on the Segways.
Okay.
Some are two-wheel, some are three-wheel, but
I haven't seen the three-wheel Segways.
Mm-hmm. They're just a little, I guess, heavier duty.
Kind of like a chariot, almost.
Yeah, a chariot. It's actually a really good way, just like a small chariot. It's a foot chariot. But it's just odd when they come rolling up onto a scene somewhere, some type of incident, because it's like, man, this is not Chips.
I know, but it's not as squirrely as a Vespa.
Yeah.
Because really, if you ride one of those Vespas, you almost need the theme, you know, Batgirl. She rode a squirrely motorcycle.
I don't know. I kind of see it as if you as a guy, you get the scooter, then I think your helmet should go all out. Like, get the one that's got the big mohawk on it or something. Or just looks really gnarly.
If you're riding a Vespa.
Just be silly with it. Make your helmet one that looks like a skull.
I'm looking at pictures online. I don't want anybody, no.
There's not one of those that you wouldn't ride around town with?
They have the I think it's the Honda Raku.
There's a Vespa with flames painted on it.
See, there you go.
A Honda what?
Honda Raku, I think is the name of it. And it's kind of mean looking for a scooter.
How do you spell it?
I think it's Rocku. Think rock something.
What if it was a scooter?
Or maybe just Roku.
A scooter what?
That was done up like the Batmobile.
A Vespa?
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
You get a little flame thing on the back? About the size of a quarter?
They look a little more mini bike-ish.
Yeah.
So it's not as sleek as the Vespa? No. I'm not riding that without a mask. None of these. I'm looking at all the different pictures. Nope. There's some people that try to trick it out, putting bigger wheels. Nope.
In that case, why not just buy the motorcycle? If you're going to customize a Vespa to that extent, seriously.
I don't know what they cost. I don't know what kind of gas mileage I'm not getting on one, and I'm certainly not letting anybody see me.
Over a week ago, Keanu Reeves was awakened at 4 a.m. one morning by sounds coming from his library. So he got out of his bed and went to check it out. What he found was a woman in her mid-40s just sitting in one of his chairs.
And you didn't have an alarm system?
I guess it wasn't on.
Okay.
He did not freak out. He started talking to the woman, and she told him that she'd come to meet him. So he very calmly called 911 and said that they should probably hurry on over. The woman was taken away for a psychiatric evaluation. So I'm actually curious to see if anything else comes out about this, because when I first heard this story, There was no mention of an alarm, like you mentioned, Russ. And also, his house is apparently a section of Hollywood, like the Hollywood Hills, where all the celebs live, that is fortress-like, where there's big, big walls and you can't really see in. And in order to get in, you've got to really want it.
I'm looking. Yeah, you're right. There are a couple of walls to scale. I'm looking at some aerial shots. First of all, I'm not buying the story. There's no way that you walk into a room in your house and you see a chick and you go, oh, hey, you know, freak out. You freak the F out.
It's Keanu.
And if it happens in my house, first of all, no, it's going to be that nutty barber chick.
Right.
First thing, she's going to suck on some gun for a while. She's going to clean up my house. And then I'm going to shoot her.
No. Keanu is cut from a different cloth. He might have simply just...
You know it was more than just the...
Whoa.
I don't know who made the noise, but it wasn't me.
He may have just walked into his library, saw her sitting there, and just said, whoa.
No. You don't do that when you have an intruder. And if you're a celebrity, why wouldn't you have a gun?
Actually,
and why are you going to investigate a noise? Now, if he had a gun, possibly that could be why he didn't freak out. But it doesn't say in the story.
No. And Keanu, I'm not sure what his leanings are Second Amendment-wise, but a lot of celebs are actually, you know, for gun control, and most of them don't carry.
No, there was a story, I think it was last week, Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
Doesn't like guns.
Actually, I still have that.
Even though, in his movies, he looks like a gun aficionado.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. You're okay making guns look glamorous, but you're for more gun control.
Yes, exactly. It was actually in an interview, he opened up about some of his biggest fears, one of which was guns. He says, I'm totally for gun control. The population of America is roughly 300 million, and there are 300 million guns in this country, which is terrifying. Every day we're seeing some kid running rampant in a school. A couple of other things that terrifies Liam Neeson. Heights. He says, I do have a fear of heights, but my son and I recently climbed this little peak called Molly's Nipple in Utah. It's only 3,000 feet or something, but I was S scared, especially getting nearer the summit. He said it wasn't pickaxe time, but it was pretty steep. Everybody says don't look down, but you have to. It was scary, but I'm glad I did it. And he's also afraid of technology. He says it terrifies me. I'm fine with this old iPhone, but every month my sons are telling me to change to the latest version, and I say, oh, shut up. I know they've put some gremlin in there saying, oh, he's just had that phone for 2 years. It's time. I swear that's what they do.
What is this guy, 90? I know he's only like 61, something like that.
Yeah, he's in his 60s.
What are you afraid of? What's going to happen? Let's say you update to the new iOS. I think the latest one is 8.
Yeah.
Whatever 8. The hell came out. What do you think is going to happen? Whatever gremlins were in your... If Apple is up to something, just you buying the phone. You've already... fallen victim.
True, but some people are more open to tech, you know.
You got an iPhone, upgrade the system. Whatever you had before, you're going to get now.
But he's probably old school when he sees it as, well, I have iOS 6. He says he may think it works fine for me. I don't need that. Why would I want that? I want
get
this
rid
one.
Of it. Get a 20-mile long extension cord and put a phone in your car like Jethro did.
Some people just don't embrace technology.
And they don't
well.
Buy a mobile phone. Obviously, he's got issues with any type of technology. Go back to the old phone. Get something corded.
Mm-hmm. And someone with his status could. He could have an assistant be like, I don't have a cell phone. You, personal assistant, you carry that crap.
If you need me, you call me on this brick. You mean a brick phone? No, this Acme brick. That's not going to take phone calls. Exactly. I don't even trust Acme. Look what they did to that freaking coyote.
All the time.
It's a dangerous company. Where the hell's the Better Business Bureau?
Who knows? My house is going to blow up one day. He did not.
What?
Judge Coors just sent me a text.
Uh-huh.
I don't even want to say this on the air. I'll just show you. Can you read that from there?
Yes.
No. No.
I can almost guess.
Do it.
Was it the fat chick on the scooter thing?
That's it.
Oh, God.
He just asked, setting me up. Why are Vespas like a fat chick? unless this is a new punchline that I've never heard.
Which is possible
for
him.
And with Judge Coors, could be an angle.
All right. You now have to respond.
All right. Well, he's obviously listening. Okay. Why? We'll wait.
Are we taking bets?
It's got to be something different than you don't want anybody to see on one. It has to be.
All right, I'll go 20. I'll go 20. It's old.
I think he's got maybe a twist on it, but not quite fabulous.
I know it's the old one. I just hung up on 6 different people with that same joke.
Why would they think that why? If everybody knows the joke, why would you want it?
Deep breaths.
Are you people new? I don't mean to this show. I just mean new. I got caught with this. Damn, I could. Somebody's going to beat me.
Mm-hmm. I got a text pass.
Unless there's a new punchline.
I equate this, and Alfie will understand this. Anytime you read a story about PETA, Alfie, what are the calls you get?
People eating tasty animals.
See, he knows.
And they think that they want to say that on the air.
Every single one.
And they think we've never heard it. Mm-mm. And they think they came up with it.
All them, original. Hey, guys, I got original content for you.
How do they address it with you?
They just call up and they just go right into the joke. Hey, man, you know what PETA stands for? And I hang up on them.
Yeah, it stands for click. Well, hey, they don't spell PETA.
No, I don't get it. Man, that guy's a jerk. I was going to use this to get me straight. I was going to go live at Gotham with this. Get me an HBO comedy special.
Live at Gotham?
It's a comedy club.
Oh.
A show on Comedy Central.
Is that a new series on Fox?
It is. It is a new, yeah, Gotham. Yeah, the new Fox show. Or as I read it earlier, someone said on Twitter, it's the new TV show about Batman with all your favorite characters except Batman.
How is that supposed to work? They just sit around going, oh, what the f*** are we going to do now?
Well, it's supposedly a lot of origin stories, so it's...
Okay, obviously Commissioner Gordon's not Commissioner Gordon, because right. In the Batman relaunch, he wasn't Commissioner. He got promoted when something happened to the Commissioner.
Right. Yeah, it follows Detective Gordon as he's starting out, and then it follows the origin stories of, you know, you'll see Bruce Wayne and his parents get murdered, and then you see...
There's never Batman.
I don't think so.
Bruce Wayne's there. But he's not Batman. He's just little boy Bruce Wayne.
It's kind of like Smallville, but at least in Smallville, Superman was Superboy, right?
Yes.
I mean, he still did things from time to time, didn't he?
Still had his powers.
Yeah, it's not like you're what. Yeah, it's this. It's pre-adolescent Batman. It's baby.
Man,
Batman.
I can't wait till puberty. I'm just curious how far my is going to shoot. I bet I could knock a train over.
It's just Batman, the awkward years.
I was thinking Superman, but whatever.
That works. Today.
I'm going to go out and get on the Bat Vespa.
The big wheel.
The Bat Knob.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle. The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
And now some rules for calling in to The Russ Martin Show. Have a fucking point. When we ask you to turn down your radio, turn down your radio. Keep it turned the fuck down. We're on the radio. We don't need to hear yours. We don't care about any of your stupid little jokes, your one-liners, or your puns. Don't call up here looking for phone numbers. We're not Google or 411 or the Yellow Pages. I don't have time for that shit. Get right to the point. And if you're a douchebag and you got a Bluetooth headset on, don't call up here. Now, pick up your phone and call 214 or 817-787-1971. And good luck. Make my dreams.
Alfie said that. They're really excited.
Yes.
I'm going to call up with this PETA joke. Oh my God.
So they just can't wait. It's almost like they're all nervous.
They get that ramped up, Alfie.
They do. Oh, God. Okay. Okay, man. You know what the difference between... I mean, hold on. Let me start over. riding a scooter is like screwing a fat chick, right? And by that point, I hang up.
Hang on. I'm telling it wrong.
What I don't understand is... If you know everybody else is hurt, why would you think anybody would want to hear it on the radio?
Because they haven't heard you say it, therefore you may not be aware of the fantastic
joke. I don't say it
joke.
Because it's stupid.
They don't know that you think that. They think you just never heard it, and they're helping you out.
This could be my
big moment. It's glory.
Mm-hmm.
Mama, rotate! Put this on something. I'm about to be on the radio.
Go ahead, you're on the air.
And that's how the magic happened.
So did you get a response, Judge Coors?
You know how when you text and somebody is in the process of texting you back, you get those like...
Oh, the little dots, the ellipses?
Yeah. I got that, so he was typing something, and then it stopped, and I got nothing.
Oh, no. No, that's so worse. Oh, no.
All right. Maybe he's searching or calling friends to find a different punchline to the joke.
Well, obviously, since I lost a bet, whatever it was, you guys said he was going old school. Obviously, he was going to go old school. Would have finished that text.
Oh, no. What if he saw my dots?
Oh, damn it, he knows I was sending something. Ah,
now he has to send something because he knows that you saw that.
At least try and come up with something that's just unexpected. Oh, you know, why is a fat chick like a Vespa? I don't know. Oh, they both got big f-ing tires. Just anything other than the obvious.
It doesn't even have to be good. Just something different. You have to say about a fat chick riding a Vespa. Yeah, when she gets to where she's going, she eats it. Doesn't matter.
Hey, they both got, you know, treads on their I didn't realize you had to go through that on a regular basis, Alfie.
It's something I've gotten used to. I just blaze right through them, get to something with content.
Yeah, the Vespa and the fat chick, the PETA. Is there another one? I feel like I'm forgetting one. Those are the main two.
I wish I could name them all.
PETA's the worst one, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Obviously, I'm not going to hear back from Judge Coors.
I bet you get a drunk voicemail later, though.
Hey, man, I'm real sorry. I didn't mean to text during the show. Just the end of the day, and I was bored with this case I was hearing, so I texted you. Sorry, I'm drunk. And I was drunk then. I think it put three people to death.
How would I know? I'm drunk.
Really? Put three people to death?
Yeah, I don't get it either. I'm not sure, but I think I'm in a civil court.
I imagine they're a little shocked.
I was just here to get my name changed.
Off with his head. Shoot him with a silver bullet. The woof, man. Woof.
Oh, my God.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. The owner of the S.O. restaurant in San Francisco temporarily closed his business earlier, a few days ago, in a battle with what he calls hard-to-please customers. A sign was posted on the business says that they use MSG, do not buy organic, and they don't care about gluten-free. I'm sorry.
We're not green. We burn as much gas as we can. We blowing as much as we can into the ozone, I still use Aquanet with fluorocarbons.
Owner and chef James Chu stands by the sign because he says he's tired of catering to hard-to-satisfy patrons. Chu gave an example of an interaction that prompted him into temporarily closing. He said the second guy came up to me and said, the rule is, if we don't like it, we don't have to pay.
A customer said that to him?
Yeah. And the owner said, and as he walked out, he started cursing at me, and that's when I went poof. The social media response has been huge. People on both sides are debating Chu's actions. One tweet says alienating potential customers is never a good idea.
That's someplace I would want to hang out.
And then others are saying the fact that they were outwardly stating they use MSG would not be my preference, but it's his right to do so. Then they also had some that would say, but those dining at SO had a totally different take. There are a ton of places to go to get gluten-free or non-MSG. There's no reason to turn around and go after a guy trying to run a business. One resident said, I think everyone knows that most Asian restaurants have MSG and are not gluten-free. Supporters have been filling the restaurant, and the owner said this is the clientele his business is made for.
And he could even lie to them. Yeah, everything's no MSG, all gluten-free. Yeah, you're fine. It's all fat-free, nothing, no carbs, not even the rice. Just eat it.
There's zero calorie right here.
That would be the only reason I'd want to open a restaurant. Can I get this cooked with? No. Well, I would like this on the side. No. Normally we serve it on the side. I'm going to put it on top just because it's you.
Well, I think the name of your restaurant should just simply be No.
No.
It's Christopher Walken's favorite hangout. Sorry.
You're not going to have anything that you want special here. Here's the menu. You want it? Eat that. That's what we make.
Yeah. There are some restaurants, especially if they're higher-end chefs, they will take that stance at their business and say, this is how the food comes, no substitutions. If you don't want to eat something that's on there, just roll it off to the side because it's coming with it.
Well, I would like it cooked with olive oil. Don't use olive oil. Use Exxon. 10 weight. A 10W40, that's for pussies. I want heavy viscosity with my meat. Everything's fried in 10 weight. And the other thing is, if you've got a restaurant that says, hey, don't ask us about this, this, or this, service is going to speed up, and probably getting your food is going to speed up, so everybody in the restaurant benefits, as opposed to having a couple of tables going, wow, I'm going to need this without. I can't have any gluten. I'm a spineless pussy, and I watch Cops in Arlington, so I need to watch what I eat.
And it makes sense, especially when you hear about, like this guy says, he had to put on the sign, we use MSG, we don't buy organic, and we don't care about gluten-free.
All the egg drop soup has strychnine in it. Now, what are you going to have? You don't sound Asian. I am. I converted. Now, what do you want? You don't sound Asian. I'm from Southern Asia. Now, you want the wonton, damn it, or not? Southern Asia. Do we have one break left? What? Yeah. All right.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:53, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Let's get started off in Dallas. Eastbound 175 right at Haymarket Road. Got an accident blocking everything but the left lane. Traffic's backed up back to St. Augustine. Let's move into Grand Prairie westbound I-20 just after 360. Got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic's backed up back from the bush. In Plano, northbound 75, right at Legacy, got a stalled vehicle blocking the center lane. Traffic is backed up back from Parker Road. Back in the Grapevine, southbound 121, right at 360, got an accident blocking the left shoulder. Traffic's backed up back from the 114 Eastern split. Traffic actually backs up onto 114 back to Boulevard 26. And finally, in Fort Worth, eastbound I-30, right at Oakland Boulevard, got an accident there in the clearing stages. That one has you backed up back from B Street. Again, if you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Dart. Tonight, partly cloudy and 63. Tomorrow, still partly cloudy, a high of 85. Right now, it's 86 and 97.1 to Eagle.
Shoot the dirty cowboy all over my face!
K-E-G-L, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
I'm sure it's going to be some type of conundrum with people watching television tonight. You got Monday Night Football. You got Gotham that premieres on Fox.
Yes.
I forget what network. Is it ABC that Blacklist is on?
NBC.
NBC. Yeah, because they're calling it Must Watch Monday.
Mm. And then actually also tonight on CBS is the premiere of Big Bang Theory.
I don't watch any of it.
I know you don't.
Alfie, have you watched Blacklist with Spader?
I have. It's not bad.
I expected it to be good. I didn't expect it to be... I mean, it's doing well in the ratings.
It is doing pretty well.
What is he? He plays like a FBI informant?
He's some sort of special intelligence guy.
But he was somebody that was sought... by the government, turned himself in and said, hey, I can give you all this information.
Exactly.
But he's a dick about all of it.
Oh, yeah.
So he's James Spader.
Yep.
That man knows how to play a jerk.
I think I watched the pilot.
Mm-hmm.
That was about it. I liked it. I just haven't really got hooked on it. That, Breaking Bad, I didn't get hooked on, even with all the accolades that it got.
Yeah.
I got bored with House of Cards. It was an interesting concept in the beginning because, you know, Kevin Spacey would address the camera, which really is kind of a cheat because you can explain stuff normally that you would have to have characters interact and write into dialogue. This way you just look at the camera and go, I don't like him. I'm going to f*** his wife.
Yeah, when he does, it doesn't seem so bad.
Oh, it's not. It works with the theme, but it's really kind of a cheat.
It is.
It's like with The Office and them addressing the camera because technically it's a documentary being shot. There are a lot of cheats you get away with that. The camera work can be bad because it's supposed to be a documentary.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of swish, pan, zoom. Talking to, you know, during the interview process, you do that. A lot of... what do you call it? Exposition, expository dialogue. But people don't really perceive it. I perceive it because I would have done that if I didn't have any money. It's like even back with Star Trek, the whole reason for the captain's log coming back from commercials every time back in the 60s. That was just to catch you up. Otherwise, you'd have to have actors explain it to each other. They just went, captain's log, stardate, blah, 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 blah. I've new green bitch. But I won't ride a green Vespa.
And those are creative things. Whereas
they're not really creative.
Well, they were, though, because people didn't realize that's what it was.
I did.
You did, but you know, the masses didn't. Or
I think the masses did. I'm stupid. Well, I have no problem with that.
Maybe some didn't realize it. Some didn't think about it that deeply. Whereas now that you got a DVR and it's like, I missed something, just back it up a little bit.
Like every time McCoy said to Spock, are you out of your Vulcan mind? That was their way of getting away with saying
mm-hmm.
Instead of, are you out of your mind? They just said Vulcan.
And it was weird to me because as a kid, I was so used to hearing the actual F word between my parents. So hearing the Vulcan thing, I was like, what's pansy?
Mom and Daddy, ain't you guys supposed to be saying Vulcan?
Shut up, ass.
Yes, ass. All right. Who plays tonight? I know it's on ESPN.
Yeah, ESPN. I believe it's the Bears and Alfie. Do you know that they're playing?
Not a clue.
I forget. I heard the other day. Oh, I think it's the Bears and the Jets.
Do we care?
Not really. I mean, it's a game. It's football. We're only the third weekend, and I'm almost getting into that point where I'm already starting to take football for granted already, even though it's only 3 weeks. Because the weeks, especially the weeks close to getting the season started, it's like it just can't come quite fast enough.
Is your Sunday built around football?
Sometimes.
Mostly just the Cowboys?
Yeah.
You don't follow the entire league.
Not like I do the Cowboys. The Cowboys are my team, so I follow that game, and then I'll just keep an eye on other games that might be, you know, happening, especially if they play later.
I know there's some guys that the entire league, every game, I've got to watch some. Kevin, who owns Kevin's gym, the
Impact Fitness.
Thank you. They watch everything.
Now, does he play fantasy football?
I don't know. We've never talked about it.
Okay, because if the guys that are in fantasy football, then yeah, they want to watch every game they can get their eyes on because they'll have a guy on their team all over the place.
I don't know. It's just, hey, did you hear? And it's all teams, all sports, all the time. I'm surprised he even knows. Kevin, who I've known for over 10 years, I'm surprised he knows who I am. Because, you know, he's always listening to The Ticket or ESPN.
Probably.
There's nothing that we have anything. We have no insight on sports. Hey, here's the post-game interview from the Cowboys. We played better. We was behind. We scored more points. End of the game, we had more, and they, that's when you win. Thank you.
Is that pretty much what SportsCenter is like?
Oh, no. God, no. They sensationalize
like what?
Stuff.
No, they're you're talking about abbreviated versions?
Oh, no, just like the post-show when they talk about the games.
Oh, well, that's different than SportsCenter. But, yeah, that's in essence what Russ is saying is it's reducing it down to its most base form, but in essence what he's saying is accurate. They just find other ways to say it. Instead of saying at the end of the game, we scored more points than they did, you find a way to say it more creatively. Like, we found a way to create turnovers to where we got the ball and then scored and took advantage of the short field to score those points.
All right, let me ask you this, Dan, because I know you like football. Do you enjoy the post-game analysis?
It really depends on what it is. If it's just a generic talking stuff, I don't
care
about
that. Well, let's say, regardless, let's say it's somebody good. It doesn't matter who it is. Randy Galloway. Do you enjoy the post-game analysis regardless of who does it, just as long as it's somebody good?
No. For me, to me, true analysis, post-game analysis is, I want to see almost, like, I want to see the game film. I want to see someone who knows
I like to see the highlights,
on.
And that's probably about it.
Yeah.
Just so you can kind of, especially if you're a team one, you kind of revel in it. I don't really, what?
I was going to say, I like seeing the plays drawn up, and they show the film, and they say, this play worked because this guy did this way over here, and this happened.
Something like that. Like when Madden would do it.
Yeah.
Do you like that?
That stuff I love.
Okay.
But the generic crap, I don't need that.
Afterwards, I don't really get the analysis. Hey, you had sex with her. What happened? I stuck my in her, and then I shot, and then I fell asleep. I got her wash right before I fell asleep.
That is an ESPN exclusive. Tonight on SportsCenter.
That's my post-coital interview.
Yeah, he's got a towel. He's got like a couple of beads of sweat. He's like, well, you know, it was rough out there today. But, you know, the good thing is I got a lot of practice in leading up to it.
We had a lot of lube.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I was into foreplay. Got her worked up. Finished her off. The end of the day, got her done.
And it's always, and you know, you got to take advantage of those times when you're at home.
Yeah. Man, I'm always better when it's a home game.
it's when you're in somebody else's house.
There's always something else, and you banging on another bed.
That's really what this is all about. It's overcoming adversity.
I just never have understood anything that's a post anything analysis. You're gonna tell me what I just saw?
Some people want a little more detail, but they don't necessarily know what that detail is.
All right.
That's why I say, if you can show me something that on a replay that I couldn't see initially on the live version, please give it to me. But if it's, you know what, this is my favorite. This game really just comes down to missed opportunities. Well, no. Thank you.
You didn't play good. You're not robots. I get it. You can't be 100%. There are things that come into play. Sometimes somebody misreads a play. Sometimes somebody gets hurt. Sometimes the sun's in your eyes. Sometimes Tony Romo's your quarterback. Everybody's got an excuse.
Somewhere Tony's like, hey, I was good yesterday.
We won. Yeah, I don't think it was by a lot. And by the, I didn't see the game, but they were down by a lot in the beginning. Did you say, weren't they down 21?
Yeah, they were down 21. And Tony's like, I only threw one interception.
Just because they didn't catch your other passes doesn't mean you were throwing good.
Although, actually, yesterday was his best game so far. He looked better.
Oh, he's had moments, games that I've watched, he's had moments where he looks like Roger Staubach.
Oh, yeah.
To where it looks like that football is shot out of a cannon straight into the receiver's hands. And there are times it's like, did they put Ronnie Millsap in there as quarterback? And that's the problem is there's, this is my analysis, there's some sort of inconsistency. And it's not borderline of, okay, it came out of the cannon, missed maybe by an inch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it came out and he threw it to somebody that was playing in another city. He threw it to somebody in the AFL.
Yeah. Man, Tony was really off the mark on that. I know we're playing the Saints, but somehow a Bengals player caught that ball and ran it back in for a touchdown.
How bad is it when he throws a pass and Rip Taylor catches it? And that's confetti on the other team. Is that his name? Rip Taylor?
Mm-hmm.
Never mind. Waylon and Madam.
There are a lot of nuances in the game.
All of a sudden, the Harlem Globetrotters scored on the Cowboys.
That's nothing special. Everyone does.
Okay. Did we get to all your audio earlier?
Yeah, there's only, I think, two highlights that we didn't play, and that was the defensive ones. But
I don't mean football stuff, just anything.
Oh. Since we're on sports, real quick, this was actually from last week, but I wanted you to hear it. Cut number three, Dirk Nowitzki was on German TV, and there's one thing Germans absolutely love, including Dirk, and that's Hasselhoff music. This is him on like kind of like a German Tonight Show kind of deal with a guitar, and the host is helping him with the song.
One morning in June, some 20 years ago, yes, do I was born.
That's not Dirk singing.
Why is this in English?
It's in German, but they're singing it in English. Like they're talking to each other in German.
Okay, I got it.
It's because the song's in English.
Rich man's deep son.
Gut, den Text kann ich nicht. Kann
I nicht. Had everything.
This is a host.
Singing, yes. Yeah. That was Dirk just talking.
That money could buy, but, und jetzt hier die, freedom, I had none. Und jetzt machen wir das zusammen. Und, I've been looking for freedom. I've been looking so long.
I don't know this song.
Oh, they do, though.
So, Ito!
It's the host was teaching Dirk how to play the song on guitar, so Dirk's trying to strum along, and the guy's telling him the notes.
Does Dirk know chords?
He seemed to get him going a little bit there.
Dirk looks like somebody
yeah.
would forget the tissue if he was playing the comb.
Dirk is a smart guy.
You know? Like, you don't even want to give him a tambourine.
Or a saw.
Here's a jug. Play this. How does it work?
If you want a comparison, the actual Hoff song is cut for Looking for Freedom. This is a massive hit in Germany.
I don't get the cultural. How old is this song?
25, 30 years. I'm more than you. It's catchy.
Well, the only reason I ask is his voice is really high pitched here.
Yeah.
Or he's able to hit higher notes. Do you think it never really caught on here or Hasselhoff as far as the singing just because of the stigma?
I guess. I guess if for whatever reason he didn't have the crossover success from acting into singing, but this song he sang on top of the Berlin Wall before it came down.
I've never heard it. I know that other countries embrace, for whatever reason, American entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously not our values, not our capitalistic ways, not the fact that we're always the first ones there when a tragedy occurs.
No.
We're the guardians of the planet. They don't embrace that, but there's something about American entertainment that they just got a hard on for.
Absolutely.
Like Jerry Lewis and who is it, French?
Yes.
Tards. We enjoy two things. Jerry Lewis and the skunk.
Yeah. One of the ironic things when you think about, especially with all the problems we have with extremist Muslims, they hate America, but they love all of our stuff.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you take entertainers, I'm not being cute, and make them ambassadors to other countries? Get the stuff straightened out. I'm sure, I'll bet you, who is it, Kim Jong-un, whatever his kid's name is.
Yeah, Kim Jong-un's a new one.
Who was the other one?
Ill.
Whoever's running North Korea.
Right.
Is that right?
Yes.
I'm sure they're a fan of David Hasselhoff. Send him down there. Hey, knock it off with the nukes.
Well, we
have a complete season of Knight Rider on DVD.
No nukes. Well, we sent Rodman over there.
No, Rodman went on his own. Oh, they like me there. And just because you look like some kind of tiki god.
Mm-hmm.
How? Who's the tallest person in North Korea?
They might have had a couple of mutants. But hell, I think even if it was, I think it was American, but it was in Bin Laden's compound. They found porn.
Yeah.
Hates America. Loves American porn.
Those American bitches know how to take it. No, that's a facial.
Ugh.
All right. We got nothing.
I have one more cut of audio. This is semi-local. Happened in Wichita Falls, Texas. So 25-year-old Thomas McGowan of Wichita Falls, he broke into a trailer at a trailer park, and he could not have picked a worse one to do. Around 11:50 p.m. last Tuesday, Thomas broke into a trailer where a man named Jimmy Morgan Jr. lives, and it just so happens Jimmy is a huge Game of Thrones fan. He lives the Game of Thrones lifestyle, which means he keeps a medieval spear next to his bed.
I don't have a firearm, so I have a short spear, very quick, very agile, and very deadly. He banged on my house, and with under a minute, I was up, had the spear, and I got him. I am a Christian man, and I don't want to take life. However, I want to make sure that he understand that his life was mine to take, and I let him have it.
That guy that broke in was lucky. This guy wasn't a fanatic for GTA.
GTA?
Grand Theft Auto. I wonder how many points I get just for shooting you in my house. Seems a little easy. You mind standing here while I go get my car? Put on this whore outfit.
Say, you better hope you don't go into the trailer where the guy's in the ATM.
What? That's not a video game. No, it's not. Now drop your pants and open your mouth. All right, let's go.
All right. For more information on the Russ Martin Show. You kick open the door of the trailer and some guy in a gimp suit just waiting.
I'm gonna break into this house. Come on in.
Go to RussMartin.com to get set up for the Russ Martin Show audio archives. Go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanOMalley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. You can also find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Mickey Six is up next.
All right, see you guys tomorrow.
Later.
The Metroplex.